Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in for Alex Jones. We are live this April 8th, 2010, and out of the gates, it is tax season. And the globalists are openly telling you, you will be paying more taxes than ever in the coming years, on top of the health care bill they just signed, on top of the Give Act they passed, on top of all the socialism that has been going on and progressing in this country. Bernanke is now saying that the U.S. must face difficult tax choices. They want even more. And there's another article out there from the Associated Press that dovetails with this. Nearly half of all U.S. households escape federal income tax. See, they're turning neighbor against neighbor. They're saying, look, your neighbors aren't paying taxes. They're the reason. No, it's the corporations that pay literally zero tax and absorb multi-billions in corporate welfare. This one's out of the AP. Facing unsustainable budget deficits, the United States will have to make difficult choices between higher taxes and social spending, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said. This is the same guy that said that we were out of the recession, then doubled back, made up a term, and said we were in a double dip recession. We can't say depression anymore in this country. We can't own up to the over 20% unemployment in this country. That's the reality, folks. Wading into a fiercely contested political debate, Bernanke said trimming the deficit was made more urgent by the rapidly aging U.S. population. Inevitably, addressing the fiscal challenges posed by an aging population will require a willingness to make difficult choices. And this is why they want a lower standard of living. This is why they want socialized medicine. This is why they want death panels. This is why we saw the cover of Newsweek not only saying we are now socialists, but also the case for killing granny and how it's a good thing and how we'll just have to have end of life care. We don't really need them to live another 2, 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. If you've lived 55 or 60 years, that should be enough. You should die gracefully for the state. This out of control collectivist mindset is being thrust upon a global population, and now the United States more than ever. And they're openly telling you they are going to tax you to death as well. To avoid large and unsustainable budget deficits, the nation will ultimately have to choose among higher taxes, modifications to entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare. We've been telling you for years they were going to take your Social Security. And I promise you, they will. They're openly, the banks are openly saying they're going to take your pensions. Isn't it great? You worked 30 or 40 years so you could live your twilight years out in comfort. Well, guess what? They don't want you to live your twilight years out at all. Forget about comfort. They'll be stealing everything from you so you have a hard road ahead in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. What a loving government. Let me read that again. This is from Bernanke's mouth. To avoid large and unsustainable budget deficits, the nation will ultimately have to choose among higher taxes, which they'll do, modifications to entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare. Now, modifications means you don't get it. That's what the modification is. They're not just going to take a little away. They'll take a little away at first. It'll be incremental, but you'll wind up with nothing in squalor. That's what always happens when you let an out-of-control government grow and grow and grow and grow until, again, the state becomes God. You no longer have inherent human rights. You are there to serve the state, like in communist China. And we all know about the push towards that type of society, even in this country. Again, during the 60th anniversary of the Mao regime, we lit the Empire State Building up in those communist Chinese Maoist colors. It's all featured in my new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. We'll be back after this. I'm Jason Burmes for Alex Jones. We're live over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. I am Jason Burma sitting in live for Alex Jones. And I want to remind everybody, we have two new films coming out, Invisible Empire and New World Order Defined. My film, 2 hours and 12 minutes plus extras, really not only takes the term New World Order and defines it as a global tyrannical government in which every part of your life is micromanaged by a ruling elite. But we also have Police State 4. I'm also in that. I spent some time out at the G20 in Pittsburgh. This is the film by Alex Jones, Rob Dew, and Jason Douglas. And we have a brand new trailer coming out at the 30 after marker, so stay tuned for that. This is a great film. This really breaks down COG, continuity of government. That's what the shadow government is. This is how these people move. They create these organizations that are above the Constitution, above the Bill of Rights, that don't have checks and balances, and over time, they infiltrate and control them. This is why we have sole source contracts. This is why we have soldiers in the Middle East laughing about killing civilians. We really have to get back to the way we used to be, a constitutional republic, a society that was not morally degraded, one that had the high ground, not an imperial nation that is literally hell-bent on bringing in a new world order. So look for that Police State 4 trailer coming up at the 30 break. Also want to thank some of our great sponsors. They make this program possible. Without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com for free. We wouldn't be able to post all of our films for free on YouTube. SurvivalSeedBank.com, that's 877-327-0365, or go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. They literally have the best non-hybrid storable seeds out there. You can get a full acre crisis garden. Survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365. All right, I want to get right back to what Bernanke is now out in the open telling you. He is telling you they are about to raise taxes. They are about to take away Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and much more. They say it's going to be modified. Let me just read the quote for everybody. To avoid large and unsustainable budget deficits. Well, of course we have large and unsustainable budget deficits when the Federal Reserve literally prints the money out of nowhere for the private bankers. Literally prints the money out of nowhere. We're not backed by anything. Of course we're going to have unsustainable debt when we spent multi-trillions in illegal wars overseas. But that's our fault. The people are bad. So the nation will ultimately have to choose among higher taxes, and it won't be a choice. You're going to get the higher taxes, modifications to entitlement programs. See, you're supposed to be entitled. It's not an entitlement program. You pay your entire life into Social Security. They just take it out of your paycheck. Entitlement programs, please, such as Social Security and Medicare. Less spending on everything else from education to defense. So now we're literally telling you, we're going to dumb down your children, and the defense budget's never going away, folks. That's a laughable joke. The black ops defense budget is off the charts. These are the people that are dealing the drugs into this country, and we're going to get to that later. We have Peter Dale Scott coming up in the second hour to really go over the heroin drug smuggling that's been going on in Afghanistan for years. Years. That network has been set up over there in those poppy fields for years. And when they kind of got out of our control prior to 9/11, 9/11 was the excuse to take it over. And now Karzai's brother is the lead opium dealer. Let me repeat that. Hamid Karzai, our puppet dictator that we put into Afghanistan, that was an ex-Chevron executive that said thumbs up to the big Yanokal oil pipeline that was said no to by the Taliban prior to 9/11. His brother is the lead opium dealer there. Wow. That's incredible, right? What's even more incredible, that's superseding both administrations through the Bush administration and now the Barack Obama administration for the past 8 years, he's been a CIA asset on the payroll. And that's not Jason Burmes telling you this. This is the New York Times in October. Brother of Afghan leader said to be paid by CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, one of the arms of this continuity of government, illegal shadow government takeover. That's how the country is run. But our leaders tell us that we're bad. We need to be taxed more. Our programs need to leave. Tackling the massive U.S. budget deficits and ballooning debt has become a hot-button political issue in Washington as President Barack Obama and his predecessor George W. Bush have spent billions of taxpayer money to stave off economic collapse. A total lie to stave off economic collapse. No, we gave $27 trillion+ to the bankers so that they could consolidate power, so that they could move out people from their homes. They created the housing bubble. And the banks could take over massive parts of infrastructure. That's what happened. That's what those bailouts were. They literally put a gun to the congressional heads that actually wanted to stop it. People like Brad Sherman, and said, you know what? If we don't pass this thing, we'll have martial law in the streets of America. Martial law in the streets of America. And don't think they won't pull that card again when they want another bailout. When they say they have to raise taxes from 30 and 40% to 50 and 60%. Because again, the model is squeezing out the middle class, the upper middle class. The elite don't want any competition. They want to be up here and they want to create a serf slave class down here. And that's what we are to them. We are no different from those routers journalists that were gunned down in Iraq by soldiers. We're literally cannon fodder in their eyes. In their policy papers, we are referred to as sheeple and chattel. It is time to wake up, folks. It's time to step up to the plate, say, I'm not paying higher taxes. These are not entitlement programs. These are programs I paid into my entire life. My entire life. Bernanke said quick steps to balance the books would hurt the fragile recovery, but that a credible long-term plan could spark economic growth today. Oh, they can always spark growth today. People like Larry Summers told you again the recession was over. And what do they say? It's around 10% unemployment. Meanwhile, we're at 22% real unemployment in this country. And for people my age, in their late 20s, their early 30s, even their early 40s, it's much higher. It's much more difficult to get an entry-level position. They want you flipping burgers. They want you to be meaningless bank tellers. They don't want you to have a career. They don't want you to create commerce and business. They don't want you to compete. And the way they're turning people against one another, they're saying, this is America's fault. These are the citizens' fault. If we don't hire taxes, we're doomed. The people are bad. After all, nearly half of U.S. households escape federal income tax. That's an actual headline. Tax day is a dreaded deadline for millions, but for nearly half of U.S. households, it's simply somebody else's problem. Do you see the psychological warfare that is being waged on you so that you're mad at your neighbor? About 47% will pay no federal income taxes at all for 2009. That's a cooked number. The real people not paying the taxes, let's repeat it, folks, are the large corporations. They're the ones that not only don't pay taxes, they get huge tax credits and corporate welfare under government programs. That's the big secret. That's the joke. See, they'll squeeze out the guy that does make $2 or $3 million and has a successful small business. They don't want him to succeed. They don't want him making $20 to $30 million in the next 5 years, because that could turn into $200 to $300 million in the next 10. And then what happens? Oh, then the elite have to work with them, or they have to take them over, or they have to find a way for them never to get in that position in the first place. And that's, again, putting them in that tax bracket where they take 60 to 70% of their income. And then they blame the other middle class for not paying taxes. About 47% will pay no federal income taxes at all for 2009. Either their incomes were too low or they qualified for enough credits, deductions, and exemptions to eliminate their liability. That's according to projections by the Tax Policy Center, a Washington research organization. Of course, it's a DC research organization that is putting out this type of propaganda. If you really want to understand how the economy works, how the Federal Reserve System works, you can easily pick up America Freedom to Fascism from Infowars.com. And we have our interview with Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings, free in many cases when you buy other films. I think if you get Invisible Empire, you can get Reflections and Warnings for another $5, folks. And again, why are we paying taxes to a criminal government that deals the drugs, the heroin and the cocaine, that is in illegal wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're beating the drums against Iran? And we'll get to that momentarily, because Russia and the United States did sign this new agreement, this new nuclear arms pact. And the other headline that follows that, that's right after that, is Iran will not beg to avoid sanctions. And that's from Ahmadinejad. Obama and Medvedev sign arms treaty, press Iran. The United States and Russia signed a landmark strategic nuclear disarmament treaty on Thursday and said new sanctions may be necessary to put pressure on Iran to renounce its nuclear ambitions. President Barack Obama and Dmitry Medvedev signed the pact at a ceremony in the medieval Prague castle, after talks that covered nuclear security, Iran's atomic program, and an uprising in the Central Asian state of Kyrgyzstan, where both major powers have military bases. And this is kind of putting the fear of God into Iran, but they're not going to back down. Is that what we want? Do we want another hot war in the Middle East, where the United States and NATO, UN forces go in and further the progression of a Eurasian Union under our establishment control, under the Anglo-American Empire? Iran's president said on Thursday he would not plead with opponents of Tehran's nuclear program in order to avoid sanctions, as Russia and the United States said new measures might be necessary. And that's very dangerous, because there has been somewhat of a rift between Russia and the United States. Not the phony Cold War rift, but right now those two big powers are vying for the number one and number two spot in this new world order. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. We're live at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska, go north, the rest is on.
North to Alaska,
go north, the rest is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too.
We are live. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We have Peter Dale Scott coming up in the second hour, and we've been talking about the economy. And now, this situation with both Russia and Iran. But I want to go back to the economy for just a moment. We'll start taking your calls at the 30 after. Fed boss Greenspan says no one saw the crisis coming. And of course, Alan Greenspan helped orchestrate this crisis. He is featured in my next film, Invisible Empire. April 15th, folks. Pre-order it today. Only in America could the man responsible for interest rates and banking regulation at the time, Alan Greenspan, incredulously insist, as he has again in testimony at the Financial Crisis Commission, that they had very little to do with it. A sick joke. And only in America could you imagine the story of a one-eyed neurology intern with undiagnosed Asperger's syndrome who ended up making a fortune by applying the principles of value investing to subprime mortgage lending. Greenspan says no one saw it coming. Well, this man did. He's not the only one that saw this coming. That person made money off of it. But if you were listening to Alex Jones in 2003, he was telling you, buy gold and silver. Remember when gold was under $300 an ounce? And now it sits around 1,000, sometimes more. It almost made its way up to 1,200 at one point. Tell me another investment that literally went up over 300% in less than 10 years. There isn't one. And this is because the dollar has been devalued. It is no longer the world reserve currency. And they've now announced that to you over the last 18 months with these G20 and G8 summits. Medvedev, the person we just signed this treaty with, actually had a model global currency coin. He's like, this is what we want one day. We want a global currency. And then the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, absorbed our SEC, absorbed the Federal Reserve banking system that is in place. And now they're printing, well, they're not printing them. They're just administering them. It's a digital currency. It's not physical yet. More than ever, it is the new reserve currency. It's called a special drawing rights unit under globalist control. As they gut the dollar, yes, everything is going down. As they gut the economy, as they deindustrialize us, as we no longer have factory work here, as long as we don't produce anything, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. That's what they're telling you. And no one saw it coming. As they deindustrialize the United States and dump the dollar, no, a lot of us saw us coming. A lot of us warned our friends and our family that tough times were ahead. And they're still ahead. They're not done. They're openly announcing they are about to raise taxes again. And all that money you paid into Social Security, gone. All that money you paid into Medicare, gone. Those are entitlement programs, which you are no longer entitled to. And the banks last week came out openly and said, you know what? We're taking your pensions too. Earlier in the year, I was on a trip with Aaron Dykes shooting out in Philadelphia. And one of my good friends, one of my fraternity brothers lives down there. And it just so happened he was getting together with a couple other of my fraternity brothers. So we all got together for some beers and we were talking about the economy. And a lot of these guys are school teachers, or some of them are actually out of work. One of them works for the IRS. And one of them had the nerve to tell me that's what capitalism does. It's okay they're taking the pension funds. And I looked at him and I said, so if you worked as a teacher somewhere for 25 years and they didn't give you your pension, you wouldn't be upset. Hey, that's the way things are. How brainwashed are you as you're slurping down that beer watching the Phillies-Yankees game? That you pay into a system for 20 or 30 years, then you get nothing. That's worse than slavery. Don't you feel duped? Don't you feel dirty that you just went along with it? That you submitted? I'm not going to submit to this. I am going to fight this tooth and nail. And when banksters like Bernanke get out there and just openly say, we're taking more taxes and you're not getting your Social Security and you're not getting your Medicare, it's time to stop just shouting from the rooftops, folks. It's time to start knocking on doors. It's time to start putting pressure on Congress and the Senate. It's time to get down into D.C. and say, we are fed up. We're done with this. We can't let Fox News and Republican operatives, which are really just establishment operatives, there is no real left and right. It's all controlled by the same people, take over movements like the Tea Party. We have to have a huge showing. We can't let green anarchists make us look bad in the next week. We got to take charge. We got to get the information out to the people. So please go to Infowars.com right now. Get the all-important videos, make copies, and hand them out to your friends and family. The new Police State 4 trailer coming up after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
one major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in, and just momentarily we are going to get to the Police State 4 trailer, brand new out of the gates. Remember, Police State 4 premiering a week after my film Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, on April 21st, I believe. So it's really 6 days after my film. My film comes out April 15th, and I went down to the G20 this year. Let me tell you about some of my experiences down there. First of all, I was there as they locked the city down. We got there very early, and we went out at, I think it was like 11 or 12 o'clock. By 1 o'clock, you really started to see them gating the entire place up. By the next day, they had brought in the National Guard and many other military units from across the country, as well as police units. I couldn't believe what I was actually seeing. So we called up the local military facility and said, hey, can we talk about this? We'd like to get a comment. They said, yeah, come on down. So we came up to the gates, and right away I knew we weren't going to get in. It was a huge gated facility, armed guards, and we asked to talk to their media spokesman. Sure, we'll have somebody out for you. Just hang out over there on the side. So 5 minutes goes by, 10 minutes goes by, 20 minutes goes by. Finally, 25 minutes, somebody comes out. And I'm filming because I don't know how much footage I'm actually going to get. And right away, the guy's giving us problems off the bat, and we're like, look, man, we're just here to find out what's going on tomorrow at the G20, how many units you're having out there, what your role is supposed to be, what the orders are,
who put this out there? And he's like, no, I'm not going to talk to you. If you come back tomorrow, maybe I'll talk to you. We're like, all right, whatever. So finally, we turn around and leave. We get followed out all the way up to the next exit. We were clearly followed. It wasn't even close. We get back to the hotel, and we're lying around the hotel, and I'm with Jason Douglas and Rob Dew, the two co-directors on this film with Alex Jones. And all of a sudden, Douglas, who put the car, the rental car, in his name, gets a call. And we probably would have gone back to the rental car agency because this person was like, hey, we have a problem with the car. We really need to give you a new car. That one has some problems with the brakes. Or they gave us some bogus excuse. Can you come down and bring it back? And I guess lucky for us, the city was already locked down. If you were in certain areas of the city, you couldn't get out. You literally could not take the bridges out. They wouldn't let you leave because of all these dignitaries that were coming in. And Douglas is like, well, we'd really love to come in. That sounds like a great deal, but we can't do it because the city's on lockdown, and we're pretty busy tomorrow, so we're not sure we're even going to be able to get there tomorrow. And the guy's like, look, I'm going to level with you. I'm not with that. I'm actually a police officer. You're now on an FBI terror list. We were just told by the military that you were staking out their facility. And we were blown away. We were actually pretty surprised that nobody came to our hotel room that night. But I don't think they put two and two together because the hotel wasn't registered under Jason Douglas's name. But that gives you an idea of what an out of control police state we truly do live in now. You're not allowed to ask questions. We no longer have posse comitatus in this country, which is the separation of the military and police. I went up to over a dozen military personnel, old and young, and asked them if they could tell me what posse comitatus was, and not one of them. These are the people that are supposed to be swearing their allegiance to the Constitution and Bill of Rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and not one of them can tell me what posse comitatus is. I'm featured in this film, so without further ado, we're going to go to the latest and greatest police state trailer right now.
Here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It's been almost 8 years since I produced a Police State film. I made one in 99, one in 2000, and one in 2001. And unfortunately, everything that we covered in those documentary films has now become reality. Police State 4 is so important and is the most powerful of my Police State films because it proves how a private corporate shadow government has taken over our country. And it conclusively documents the fact that there is an archipelago of FEMA camps and emergency centers that have been built across the United States and that they're being expanded. Everyone needs to see this film. The people have heard these camps have been built. They've heard about the National Emergency Centers Act. They've seen the government hyping how the military needs to be used on the streets of America. This puts all the pieces of the puzzle together and shows the people what's really being prepared and set up and how the government is planning to stage terror attacks to be blamed on domestic groups as a pretext to begin arresting and interring the American people without due process or habeas corpus. I am asking everyone to pre-order Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA at Infowars.com. It's coming out in just a few weeks on April 21st. And once you get the DVD, to make as many copies as you can and to give them to everyone in your community. Because one thing can stop this conspiracy to take over our society. One thing can stop what's developing here in the U.S. We have their blueprint. We know what their program is. And if you will simply get this film and make it go viral, it will have a giant effect and will be a big blow against Big Brother and the New World Order. So we've made the film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It is up to you now to carry the ball and to get it out to everyone. It is up to you how viral this film will become. It's coming out April 21st, premiering in super high quality. For downloads, you can burn it to disc and to everyone you know at prisonplanet.tv. Or you can buy the super high quality DVDs now at Infowars.com. You should pre-order because it's shipped out in the order that your order is received. So you'll get it first if you pre-order now. And that also supports the filmmakers so we can make more films in the future. Think of how much good we've done together in the past with the documentaries. Think of how my films have been seen hundreds of millions of times for free online, how millions of copies of DVDs have been made by you, the great activists that love freedom out there. I'm asking you to take action again and to get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA out there like our lives depend on it, because they do. The New World Order is real. World government is real. The Pentagon takeover of America and our law enforcement is real. And this film exposes it all. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA.
There you have it, Police State 4. Get it over at Infowars.com right now, or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member for only $5.95 a month. See that film as soon as it comes out, my film as soon as it comes out, all of mine and Alex Jones's great work, plus my weekly radio show, my Sunday show, 3 hours a day, and of course this PrisonPlanet.tv show with Alex Jones, 10 hours a week. You don't get that much real news anywhere else. $5.95 a month, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I'm going to also show my trailer, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, coming up in the next segment, but I promised I would take your calls. So let's go to Redmond in Canada. Redmond, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Do we have him? All right, let's go to Dave in West Virginia.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, love your films there, Jason.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're talking about police state. Something you might want to look into is the mock riot held at the National Corrections and Law Enforcement Training and Technology Center in Moundsville, West Virginia. It's held at the beginning of each May. And there you can actually witness some trainings, both civilian and military, SWAT teams, in crowd control and surveillance. There's all the weapons manufacturers are there selling their goods. It'd be interesting.
Well, we'll see what we can do and get people out there, but it is so difficult, and that's why we really encourage listeners out there to become the media, to take your little digital camcorders. It doesn't have to be in high definition. You can go on eBay right now and pick up a handheld camera for about $100, and let's hold our political officials and our military accountable for what they do. Get out there with a camera. Ask the questions. Become the media. Anybody can do it. If a guy like me, who's now only 30 years old, can accomplish 3+ films, I produced one, I've written and directed two, and I was involved with many others. I'm in the new Police State 4 film. You can take a couple hours out of your day or week and find out what's going on. Write an article for PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, and we will post that information. I thank you for the call. Let's go to our next caller, Julio in Illinois.
Jason Permis, how are you this afternoon?
Good, man, good.
Well, it's great to see actual natural clouds here in Illinois today instead of the chemtrails, so I'm just feeling outstanding. Today, yet is another example of our fraudulent President Satoru signing another peace deal with Russia. Oh, you were talking about how they're fighting for the number one and two spot. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you can explain that more. And secondly, was there an update from Phil J. Berg on when this march in Washington with the birth certificate was going to be? And also about these RFID chips and that reconciliation bill, if you can explain that a little bit more, and how the our fraudulent government is going to start tracking us with the powers of the IRS. Also, they're talking about taking our tax returns if we don't pay for new Obamacare.
Well, absolutely. All right. Let's start at the beginning and talk about the number one and number two spot in the New World Order. You could see a real rift between Russia and the United States in the Georgian conflict that happened a little bit over a year ago. Remember, Western media started reporting Georgia has been attacked by Russia through South Ossetia. Then, as the real information began to trickle in, we found out that, in fact, Georgia, who had the third largest amount of troops in the Middle East under the UN, and they're not part of NATO yet at that point, okay? They have the third largest amount of troops there. They're running drills on the South Ossetian border with both Israel and the United States. And all of a sudden, they sneak attack South Ossetia, literally slitting throats, knifing people in the back at these bases. And then Russia feels threatened. They started running some drills, some counter drills across the way, and then they're prepared when this happens. So Russia never really invaded South Ossetia. They saved South Ossetians from the murder by Georgians and United States-sponsored troops. But that's not what you saw in the mainstream media. And why Russia felt so threatened is that NATO is really encompassing them. And they see NATO as an arm of the Anglo-American establishment. But they also realize that they have to work with the United States. Another rift that you can see is a financial one. You got to remember that Russia got involved with Brazil, Indonesia, and China under BRIC to promote their new currency. See, it's always about a move towards a global or regional currency. But these guys want to be at the head of it. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with Phil Berg. And as far as your track, trace, and database comments, it happens every day. It's been happening for over a decade. It may not be through RFID technology, although that's part of it. And we do go into our RFID technology and implantable human chips in the new movie Invisible Empire. But what we also go into is the case of Hepting versus AT&T. You may not be familiar with this, folks, but you should be. Because if you think warrantless wiretaps are bad, let me explain something to you. Every single email you put out, every single phone call you make, every IM you type, every website you visit is filtered into National Security Agency databases run by Norris Insight Systems. I'm sorry if those were big words, but you need to look into it for yourself. And when over 87 people came forward and filed separate lawsuits against people like AT&T and all the other major telecommunication companies out there that were taking part in this, Mark Klein being their main witness, saying, yes, there is a secret room. Yes, they are tracking, tracing, and databasing and analyzing everything you do. It was thrown out of court. It went to the Supreme Appeals Court. It was thrown out of that court as well. And then Eric Holder, remember, this was happening under the Bush administration and continues to happen under the Barack Obama administration. There is no difference. They're part of the same conglomerate, the same establishment power. Eric Holder said, throw them out. And you don't see Keith Olbermann and the left talking about it anymore now that it's under Obama. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Ernie in California. Ernie, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How are you?
Hey, I got two things real quick. First of all, people need to read the 1944 Bretton Woods Conference and realize before World War II, they already had this IMF World Trade Organization already thought of. Second thing is, I'm going to a tea party in Pleasanton, California. I want to let everybody know, everybody bring cameras. And anybody who disturbs anything, follow them to their car. Find out who, because I have a bad feeling that they're going to try to pull something at the tea parties to make us look bad.
Well, I would also say this. Get a look at their shoes and their boots, because back about 2 or 3 years ago when they were having a protest out in Canada, and of course there were a couple anarchists there and they had their faces covered and they were like, let's throw rocks at the cops. I'm going to throw this rock. And then he throws the rock at the cops. The cops take him down. And lo and behold, he's wearing the same boots as the police officer. While the other protesters begged him not to be violent, the agent provocateur, who turned out to be a cop, they had to admit it, the next day he was the one causing violence. And when I was down in the G20 in Pittsburgh, which is all covered in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, I kept my cameras honed on these anarchists, these people that were trying to throw paint on people, were throwing bottles and cans at one another. That's not how you take action. Look, Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. had the right idea. Massive civil disobedience. When an idea's time has come, there is no stopping it. But as Martin Luther King Jr. said, there does become a time when silence is betrayal, and I believe we are well beyond that point. So we need to have our voices heard. We need to have our cameras honed on these situations. We need to get out to these tea parties and talk about real issues, hand out real films. Hand out my film, Fabled Enemies, to somebody that doesn't understand what 9/11 truth is really about. They only hear the mainstream talking points that are complete and total propaganda to try to marginalize us. Give them Endgame so that they can understand the program for depopulation, not only in third and second world nations, but coming to a household near you. All right, let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on the line.
Great work, great work.
Thank you,
Jason. This is Mark the Spark in Philadelphia, sparking and fanning the brush fires of the mind and doing my part to spread the word. What I'd like to talk about briefly is on the subject of, it's about money, and money is used as a control mechanism. Mm-hmm. As an example, I'm originally from southern Missouri. My family, one of my family members worked at General Electric for 25, 30 years, and right about the time where she was eligible for her pension, General Electric decided that they were going to sell the company, and they actually sold it to a subsidiary of their own.
Mark, what hold over. We're going to come back to you. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We're about to go back to Mark in Pennsylvania in just a moment to tell the horrors of how you can pay into a pension for 25 to 30 years And then General Electric will just sell the company, and guess what? You get nothing. But I want to thank one of the great sponsors out there, ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com, 1-800-691-6043. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, it isn't something out of a science fiction book. It's our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with their Ecola Blue 28 and their brand new Ecola Blue 30 that will allow you to do just that. It's easy. It will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day, and this water is not only delicious, it is nutritious, folks. www.ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. 1-800-691-6043. Go ahead, Mark. Continue with your story.
Yes, so to continue, at the time that it was my sister who was due to get a pension at the 25-year mark, 6 months prior to that, and also a little bit of background, about the same time that she hired on, a lot of other people hired on, so they had a lot of people that were hired on at the same time. So at about the 6 months before she was to due to get that, along with a lot of her co-workers, GE sold the company to a subsidiary, and now she will get less than one-third. Before she would have gotten close to $2,000, now she will get $600 a month if she takes her pension. Okay, So, and now this is the other part of it. In Southern Missouri and General Electric, they every time it came time around for them to vote for the union, they voted it down. They voted it down. They voted it down. And that's the thanks that they get from General Electric. And along that time was when Jack Welch was writing all of his books and getting all of his stupendous, outrageous fortunes from, you know, being such a great leader of a company.
We have to realize, first of all, Mark, that GE is one of the top military industrial complex companies out there. They're the owners of NBC, and they are a huge gatekeeper. They don't care about the little guy at all. If anybody's seen Michael Moore's Capitalism, which I think is really wrongly named and wrongly directed, it's really about globalism. When they look at the internal Citigroup documents, that Citigroup, the bank, they refer to us as peasants, and that we are in a plutonomy, and that their model is the rich continuing to get richer over time as the poor continue to get poorer with no end in sight. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Myron in South Dakota. Myron, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping you guys would cover a big event that took place a couple of weeks ago, the Commodity Future Trading Commission. I watched the whole 5.5 hours. It is mind-blowing.
Well, give us a little wrap-up in about 1 minute before we go to break. Tell us what it's
about. Okay, Bill Murphy and Adrian Douglas were there from GATA, and it seems they were contacted by a whistleblower from London, a trader, commodity trader named Andrew McGuire. Andrew McGuire had been working with the Commodity Future Trading, telling him when the J.P. Morgan and the HSBC were going to short the market and take the market down. He even gave him the date, the time they were going to do it, and they wouldn't do anything about it. Well, anyhow, Bill Murphy related this right at the committee hearing, and it was just a mind-boggler. Well, anyhow, the next day, Andrew McGuire and his wife were driving down the streets of London and were hit broadside by a hit-and-run driver, and the GATA had a number of interviews lined up within the regular media, and all of those were canceled the following morning.
Well, that does sound more than interesting, and we also know that the only insider trading they actually do go after is the little guy, are these media events like Diane or Martha Stewart and others. They don't go after the big dogs, and they don't want their corruption to be exposed. Appreciate the call. We're going to have Peter Dale Scott coming up after this and the Invisible Empire trailer. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in for Alex Jones. It is April 8th, 2010, and we are currently joined by Peter Dale Scott, author, historian, and poet, and we're going to get to him in just a moment, as well as his latest article, Can the U.S. Triumph in the Drug-Addicted War in Afghanistan, Opium, the CIA, and the Karzai Administration? But Mr. Scott is actually featured in my latest and, I believe, greatest documentary to date, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, released April 15th here first at Infowars.com and Prison Planet. TV. So we're going to show you a trailer and come back to Mr. Scott.
Yes, these men that hypnotized follow us call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
Adolf Hitler, he wanted a world government with himself as the master leader.
One small central authority of individuals can then dictate a policy that's going to be distributed down to the rest of the world, everywhere.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the world's superclass. This documentary chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
We've become accustomed to the idea that every now and then something is going to happen. And we just know from the beginning we're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt.
Americans are easily motivated by false flag operations, and I think it's inevitable that we will see false flag operations in the near future.
Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth.
A network Washington set up to run arms to the Contras wound up running cocaine for the most vicious drug cartel in the world.
Barney Frank acknowledged having used a male prostitute, whom he then hired as a personal employee. And he ran a prostitution business out of Frank's home.
If you look at the elite throughout history, many of the people that achieve pinnacles of power are into the occult.
Stories about what happens in these redwoods are hard to come by.
Invisible Empire, a new world order defined. Secure your copy of Invisible Empire on DVD at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or see it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we are joined by Peter Dale Scott. And again, his latest article is Can the U.S. Triumph in a Drug-Addicted War in Afghanistan, Opium, the CIA, and the Karzai Administration? Since we're going to break in about 90 seconds, Peter, why did you write this article?
Well, it was actually, you know, I have a good friend, Al McCoy, who wrote the definitive book about CIA and drugs called The Politics of Heroin. It's now in its third edition. But he just published an article on Tom Dispatch, and I thought that he was underplaying the role of the CIA in the spread of the global drug trafficking since World War II. That, in fact, it, as you can learn from his book, the CIA and a forgotten adjunct of it, the OPC, Office of Policy Coordination, actually built up the drug trade in Burma to create a local force to
Chinese communists moving south into Southeast Asia. And there's been continuous relationship between the CIA and the drug traffic since. So what happened in Afghanistan originally in the 80s, and then again in 2001, the CIA went to that country twice and helped build up the drug traffic there.
And that is so key to understanding. In this article, it explains that prior to 2001, the opium production out of Afghanistan was about 185 tons. How does it turn into 4,600 tons so quickly? We'll be back after this with Peter Dale Scott. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We are joined by Peter Dale Scott, who I sat down with last October, and he was gracious enough to give me an hour and 40-minute interview for my film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And one of the things we did talk about was CIA involvement in drug running in the past and even today in modern times. But at the time, this New York Times article had not come out yet, and you were actually alluding to this in our interview, saying that there had been some Russian journalists and sources out there that said that we were very much involved in the opium trade in Afghanistan. And then we had this headline, October 28, 2009, brother of Afghan leader said to be paid by the CIA. And this is, of course, Ahmed Wali Karzai. You go into this later in the article, Peter. But how is it that we've set up an infrastructure that is openly using a drug lord, who just happens to be our puppet dictator's brother, as the lead opium dealer in the region. How does this happen?
Well, twice over, first time in 1979 and again in 2001 after 9/11, the CIA went into Afghanistan. It didn't have very many assets there to choose from, and the assets it chose happened to be drug traffickers. And its hands were not totally free in this matter, because the first time, which was the crucial decision in 1979, it was trying to stay as remotely from operations as possible, so it supplied a great deal of money to what we call the ISI, which is the Pakistan Intelligence Service. Pakistan was actually frightened of Afghan independence because there's an unresolved border issue between Afghanistan and Pakistan. So Pakistan gave the money, or more than half of the money, to its preferred client, who had a base in Pakistan but not in Afghanistan. And he became, with the aid of the CIA money, perhaps the world's largest heroin trafficker in the 1980s. He not only was dealing in opium, but he developed heroin labs in ISI territory in Pakistan. And if you go back to that period, 1979, what we call the Golden Crescent wasn't a factor in the world drug traffic at all, which is amazing when you consider that now something like 90 or 93% of the world's heroin is coming from Afghanistan itself. Mm-hmm. And it went up very quickly from like an insignificant amount to, 2007 was the peak year, 8,200 tons. You mentioned that that was a huge buildup from 2001, mm-hmm. when it was only 185 tons. I think in all fairness, we ought to compare the 8,000 figure with 2000 rather than 2001, because that 185 ton figure was a record low in the last 2 decades, because the Taliban was desperate to get world recognition. It was only recognized by 3 countries at that time. And so it just made a point of using its own brutal methods to stamp out the drug trade in Afghanistan. 185 tons was from the, most of that, nearly all of it, was from the area of Afghanistan that the Taliban did not yet control. And then in 2001, we went back in, so Washington, made a conscious decision to ally itself with the Northern Alliance, who were responsible for the drugs still being grown in Afghanistan. They went in with the aid of drug traffickers, and that has colored the nature of the relationship we have in that country ever since. This is not the first time. I mean, something very like this happened in Vietnam. America went into Vietnam in the 1950s, had no real allies there, and installed a puppet, really, Ngo Dinh Diem, and with very little popular base, he relied on his brother. This is just as Karzai relies on his brother Ahmed Wali to deliver the votes, organize the countryside, also be a CIA asset, which he was.
And let me just stop you there, Peter, because that's actually in the mainstream news just yesterday. I was watching Wolf Blitzer, and the Cafferty Report was coming on, and they were discussing how not only does Waleed Karzai deal this opium, but he also rigs the elections for his brother. They were laughing about it. It was like an inside joke to them. They said, oh, I wonder if his brother is helping to rig the elections. This isn't very funny to me.
Well, history repeated becomes farce, I guess, because this is what we had in Vietnam. Ngo Dinh Diem ran the drug trade, was a CIA asset, and faked an election for his brother Ngo Dinh Diem. It's painful that we say that we're doing this as a fight for democracy. It's actually meaningless to bring democracy to a country like Afghanistan. It's not even really a state in our sense. It's a collection of tribes. And it always had a certain amount of violence built into it, but it was a much more benign state of affairs before we started meddling, and particularly before we pumped all this money in behind the drug traffic, because the drug traffickers are much more ruthless than the traditional tribal elders who have their own code of behavior. And the idea that we can just go into a country and impose something on it and expect people to like us is ridiculous. It's like the British Redcoats coming to America in the 1770s and expecting to get rid of these miscreants like George Washington. It wasn't going to happen.
And again, instead of ending these wars like the Obama administration had promised, he's actually sent tens of thousands of new troops into Afghanistan, and the media propaganda that that's where the real fight is has really been thrust upon the people in the last 18 to 24 months. We have to be in Afghanistan. We have to have more troops in Afghanistan. We're going to have a troop shift into Afghanistan. What do you see that environment like in the next 2 years? Are we going to still just keep mounting troops and mounting troops, or when we get to an election year, will we start to pull them out a little more?
Well, I think Obama faces a very tough decision in the future. He might be, for all I know, I can't read his mind, he might be sincere in thinking that he's going to pull the troops out, because certainly the most sensible thing for him to do, given what he has done, which is put the, you know, we now have 100,000 troops there, and also don't forget, 100,000 mercenaries. Blackwater still has contracts with the government, now called Zay, but it's the old Blackwater. And there are other private firms. It's 200,000 troops, and that's not enough by counterinsurgency doctrine to pacify the country. It's not even enough to pacify the Pashtun southern half of it, which is the basic source of the problem. I think he may think, and he may have been advised that he should pull out, but I agree with Andrew Bacevich that once you unleash the dogs of war, it's not so easy to haul them back in, and America is going to find itself in a position, I will predict this, that in 2011, which was the year where he said he would begin to start pulling the troops back out, the situation is going to be at least as messy as it is now. And there's going to be a great deal of pressure on him, both from inside the country and from the area of Pakistan and Afghanistan itself, to stay in. In fact, the situation in Pakistan may be worse, for all I know, because it's a very unstable country right now.
And, you know, you just mentioned that it would be like the Redcoats coming into America, what the United States has done in Afghanistan. I want to get your take on the video that was recently released this week of really soldiers being judge, jury, and executioner from the sky on not only Reuters reporters, but then when one of them seemed to survive, they opened up on a van with two children in the front seat of the car when no weapons were in sight. They kept saying, "Do you see a weapon?" "No, I don't see a weapon." "Is he going for a weapon? Is he going for a weapon?" Engage, and then they gunned that van down. Of course this is going to create an insurgency. Of course this is going to create a dislike of the United States and its policies.
Well, I'm glad that film got released, and I hope that the people listening to this show will make a point of finding it on Google, because it is a lesson on what war is like, particularly a war where, as is the case here in both Iraq and Afghanistan, our troops fighting there have very, very little exposure to the culture of the country. I'm talking about the people on the ground now. They're going in, raiding homes. They can't talk to these people. They rely on interpreters who are often not the most reliable people around. And there's so many other things to see on the web. There's another story on the web about Fallujah. Fallujah was the city which America made a point of attacking heavily in 2004 and created a great number of civilian casualties. And there's an article now about, because they used depleted uranium in the weaponry there, and they also used a lot of new weapons, which probably arguably, by UN standards, are illegal weapons. And what really horrifies me is I'd forgotten this, but at the time, the New York Times reported that we had bombed a civilian hospital, and the reason that America bombed the hospital in Fallujah was because it was the source of what the Times called rumors that there were large numbers of civilian casualties. Well, there were large numbers of civilian casualties.
And these are not isolated incidents, Peter. We have to point out that these are happening more and more and more, and our military is shielding them from view. If we didn't have WikiLeaks, this wouldn't even be out there. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. We'll be back after this with Peter Dale Scott.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government, it gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Thank you. American Empire, depolitics, and JFK, and of course the war conspiracy are just some of the books that Peter Dale Scott has authored. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in talking with Peter. And Peter, these aren't isolated incidents. These are just the ones that are caught on film and sometimes leaked to the public. And without an organization like WikiLeaks that has been targeted by intelligence, we wouldn't know about these things. And one of the things that you said in the interview that I'm probably going to be paraphrasing right now that I did include in my film is, with the continuity of government program, with non-constitutional authorities in control, we somehow have to mobilize a mass movement, and we have to use the technology at our fingertips, a.k.a. the Internet. And that's what WikiLeaks and others have done. Can you speak to that?
Yes, well, I think it's true. I mean, the big difference between this, these two wars we have now, Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Vietnam War back in the 60s and 70s, was that the press was, compared to today, relatively independent. It wasn't totally independent, but there were journalists who came back and were reporting the truth about Vietnam, even in the New York Times. And the Pentagon has taken major steps to make sure that never happens again. So now all the journalists are embedded. And thank goodness we have the Internet, which is performing today the role which the journalists like David Halberstam and Malcolm Brown performed back in the 60s. So, yes, I think it's, as citizens, it's our duty, if we are loyal to the country. I say this as a Canadian, but I feel loyal to America, the country. It's a duty to inform ourselves about the realities in Iraq and Afghanistan. If you just type Google for WikiLeaks, you get right away the video that Jason was talking about a minute ago. Or if you type in William Blum and Fallujah, F-A-L-L-U-J-A-H, you will get this story that Bill Blum has just done about how now there are an appalling number of birth defects in Fallujah because of the really illegal munitions like depleted uranium that were used there. So what we need are citizens informing themselves by going to the Internet. And I'm hopeful, in my book, The Road to 9/11, it's filled with depressing facts, but I'm not really a pessimist. I'm an optimist about this country because there are decent people in it. But I think that we have to appeal to the decency of Americans of all stripes to say, although Americans disagree with each other all the time, that's the flavor of life in this country, that there should be also some things which we agree upon and bring us together. We don't want a country that tortures. We don't want a government that invades foreign countries gratuitously, well, not exactly gratuitously, but for hidden motives like oil, and with the false claims that there are weapons of mass destruction there.
Let me just stop you just for a second, Peter, because oil, you know, they used to say, oh, we're not there for the oil. I literally, on CNN yesterday, saw a commercial pushing the new green economy where they said, well, if we don't do it and we know it's going to be hard, it's a lot harder on our troops overseas. And then they show a tank blowing up. So now they're just out in the open saying, yeah, we're in Afghanistan and Iraq for their oil. If we don't go to a green economy, we're going to be in these wars forever. They have nothing to do with terrorism or weapons of mass destruction. That's the message I got.
Yeah, well, I think the best proof that we went in for the oil is, as I say in my book, The Road to 9/11, before 9/11, in the very first months of the George W. Bush first administration, Cheney was set up in charge of a task force on energy. And they've been very, even though it was a public body, they've not released any. They've released almost no documents from that task force, but they did release two after a bitter court fight. And these were two maps of Iraq, which were all sliced up, showing where the oil was. Well, this is January. I mean, we weren't at war. We had no reason to be at war with Iraq then, but they were planning then how to divide up the oil. And the first administrator who was sent there in 2003 was—he had a sort of free enterprise notion that the American companies could come in right away and take over the oil fields, which produced a lot of reaction in Iraq, obviously.
Peter Dale Scott actually highlights massive amounts of this very damning evidence in his many books. We're going to come back after the break and take your call specifically for Peter. And I also want to get into the money laundering aspect of this drug running out of Afghanistan, whether it be BCCI of yesteryear.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Before we go back to Peter Dale Scott and take your calls for Peter, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement and InfoWars for years. 1-800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com. Now, before I go back to Peter Dale Scott, I want to read just a little subsection out of his latest article, which is entitled, Can the U.S. Triumph in Drug-Addicted War in Afghanistan? Opium, the CIA, and the Karzai Administration. Other institutions with a direct stake in the international drug traffic include major banks, which make loans to countries like Colombia and Mexico, knowing full well that drugs flow with drug flows will help underwrite the loan's repayment. A number of the biggest banks, including Citibank, Bank of New York, and the Bank of Boston, have been identified as money laundering conduits, yet never have faced penalties serious enough to change their behavior. In short, United States involvement in the international drug traffic links the CIA, major financial interests, and criminal interests in this country and abroad. Can you elaborate on that for us, Peter?
Yes, well, I think you said before the break that we might talk about the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, BCCI.
Absolutely.
At the very beginning of the first American involvement in Afghanistan, well, I mean the first military involvement was in 1980, all the American equipment, and it was considerable, that was shipped there was shipped through bank accounts of BCCI and the ships of something called Gokal Shipping, which was the same people, essentially. And they were people involved in the drug traffic, and the BCCI was eventually closed down in 1990 because of drug trafficking or drug money laundering. But it was a bank that the CIA was, I shouldn't say the CIA, the head of the CIA, William Casey, met regularly in Washington and also in Asia with the head of BCCI. I think it was no accident that we chose a drug money laundering bank, because once you know, there's huge amounts of money involved in drug trafficking and in money laundering.
And let me say this, in my film, I actually show a news clip of, I believe it's either NBC or CBS, with them admitting that William Casey had come clean and said that the U.S. did use BCCI to fund some of its covert operations. I mean, this is out in the open, mainstream media, and CNN International reported that Bin Laden was also funded through BCCI back in the day.
Yes, and I have another book coming out next fall, which not quite sure about the title. It'll either be The Road to Afghanistan or The War Machine. You can keep up with it just by Googling for me, Peter Dale Scott, and what you'll see right away is my website, and the information will be there. But I'm going to be pointing out, I have a whole chapter in that book about how there have been a number of banks that serves the purposes both of the CIA and also of organized crime, including major mob figures. And the most notorious example of this, it also was closed down after it was exposed, was the Castle Bank and Trust in the Bahamas. And I show that there are connections, or the Nugan Hand Bank in Australia, which was a bank which financed the first major shipments of opium and heroin out of Southeast Asia into Australia back in the 70s. And I show that there is a kind of continuity underlying all of these banks, and they go back to a very strange figure, Paul Helliwell, who was a major figure for the CIA and OPC and helped set up the support networks that were operative in Thailand and Burma. But he also was the counsel for a bank which Meyer Lansky used to launder drug funds coming out of Southeast Asia. And that underworld CIA connection, I think, merits more attention than it gets. It's very difficult to learn anything about Paul Helliwell. But you have to go to my book to see what it's all about. Mm-hmm. But that's a factor in, there are all kinds of people in the CIA. There's one corner of the CIA, with the corner which absorbed the old OPC, where all the drug trafficking business began, that has been a factor in our politics abroad, and I suggest also perhaps in our politics at home as well.
Well, I would agree. I think that this really goes to the very heart of the issue, that we go into these nations, they become even larger drug dealers than they were before. It gets it comes back to U.S. covert operations and the CIA in cases like Iran-Contra, in cases like MENA, Arkansas, now in cases like Afghanistan, right out in the open. And like you said, they launder this money through these big banks. But even with the BCCI banking scandal and it going down in the 90s, not many people were prosecuted. And it just continues under these new banks. How does that happen? How does it go from one organization? Because obviously BCCI was really set up to do these money laundering operations, not only with the CIA, but international intelligence agencies abroad. So how is it that gets shut down, and now we have Citibank involved, now we have Bank of Boston involved? How does that evolution take place?
Well, I think the involvement of Citibank and Bank of Boston is a bit different. They took drug money. The charge against BCCI was that they were actually involved in making the drug deals, and making the connections that were set up between the CIA and people in Afghanistan who became drug traffickers. This is very extreme, because before 1979, Afghanistan was not really a player in the international heroin traffic at all. Hashish, yes, and there still is a market for Afghan hashish, but heroin was not produced locally. Opium was not produced in any great extent, except for local consumption, which was not huge. And now, of course, it's 93% of the world, so you've got to say that the CIA bears a large share of the responsibility for this. And we don't get anyone moving to end it. And this is where I would bring in Citibank and Bank of Boston. But why should they want to see the drug trade end? Back in 1982, for example, Mexico was about to default on its debt payments to the bank. And this would have meant technically, because these were very major loans, that technically Bank of America, Citibank, would have been technically bankrupt. And so America, Reagan stepped in and lent our money, your money, my money, tax money, to Mexico to continue its payments. Before they did that, they had the CIA do an estimate of how much of Mexico's foreign exchange earnings were coming from the drug trade. And the CIA produced this report, which is actually reproduced in a book called Underground Empire, saying that for Colombia and Mexico, 75% of their foreign exchange earnings are earned from the drug trade. Well, those are the earnings that Mexico could then use to pay the interest payments on its loans to Citibank. So there is no will in the financial superstructure of our country to end this drug trade, which helps us in this extraordinary position of being the world's largest debtor. And also pretending to be, I don't think it may be true for much longer, the world's largest power. This is a history of the decline of empires, which we saw in the case of Britain in my lifetime, and in the cases of Spain and Netherlands.
Well, what we're seeing really is a symbiotic relationship between these banks and global drug trafficking. It only benefits them on every single level. Let's take some calls for Peter Dale Scott. Let's go to Jared in Texas. Jared, you're on the line.
Yes, hello? Sir.
Yes.
Yes, I guess some of the only questions I could ask for him would be, what would your comments be on his thoughts about secret societies? And was he part of a secret society himself? And another question I would have, just to finish it up, would be, do you think that it can still be argued that some of the main reasons that he was assassinated was because he was going to get us out of Vietnam, he was going to abolish the Federal Reserve, and he wanted to, as he put it, shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces?
And, of course, you're talking about JFK. Let's get Peter Dale Scott's take on John F. Kennedy.
There are two questions there. To take the JFK question first. I can say with confidence, and I think it's now historians are finally agreeing with me, though it took them a while, that yes, Kennedy did have a plan that had been approved as a National Security Action Memorandum to withdraw the bulk of U.S. troops from Vietnam by the end of 1965. Kennedy was killed. That doesn't prove that that's why Kennedy was killed, but it certainly, you had not only this consequence, but it was a suppressed consequence because we didn't know the facts about this until much later. I know that there's also the charge that he was going to end the Federal Reserve, and that I'm still investigating. It's worthy of investigation, but I can't because I have to get multiple sources for any claim I make, and I see it on the web a great deal, and I would say that's worthy of investigation. Now, coming to secret societies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all the major universities, particularly the old private ones, have their secret societies that were like the Porcellian at Harvard, which had Theodore Roosevelt, and Franklin Roosevelt couldn't get in. They blackballed him. That's how secret they were. You have Skull and Bones at Yale, which had both candidates in the 2004 election, George mm-hmm. W. Bush and also John Kerry. I think that's a symptom of a larger phenomenon. It's not really whether you were in a secret society or not, but the extent to which what I call the overworld runs this country. The people with elite backgrounds who go to elite universities and make friendships with other people there. I think that in the CIA, the early histories, the early years of the CIA, I think secret societies did play something of a role there, but that's because of the high percentage of overworld people in the CIA.
And there was actually a Hollywood movie that they put out where they kind of showed the evolution of Skull and Bones as a recruiting ground for these intelligence agencies.
So if we want to understand this country, we need to inform ourselves about Skull and Bones, too. But, people are always looking, when I think of all the secret societies that people have pointed to as really running the country, and Skull and Bones, or Opus Dei, or the Knights of Malta. There's mm-hmm. so many different candidates. Council on Foreign Relations is not really a secret society, but it's up there. They're all aspects of the overworld, mm-hmm. and they overlap with each other.
Exactly. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello. It seems you talked earlier about the United States foreign policy and how that often supports and mingles with drug growers. You've got, during Vietnam, the CIA interfaced with Khun Sa in the Golden Triangle for heroin and opium. Obviously, the Contras in South America for cocaine, and now again Afghanistan for opium. But there's been a number of allegations that not only is our foreign policy kind of, coupled with these traffickers, but members of our federal government, particularly the CIA, actually, or even the military, actually bring narcotics into the country and sell them here or basically use them to get funds for the arms trade.
Mm-hmm.
In your experience, in your research, are those allegations credible, and where are the best sources of
evidence? Well, let me say this before Peter answers. I do delve into this in Invisible Empire, and a lot of times they'll use proxy nations for plausible deniability. In other words, during the Iran-Contra affair, what did they do? Well, they had Israel buy the arms. They put out the front money. Then the United States would take those arms, fly them down to South America, and then they would have their assets fly back, usually not military personnel. I know that I have a guy named Mike Tolliver and others talking about how they would fly the drugs into places like Homestead Air Force Base, and we know Barry Seal and Mena, Arkansas. So they always try to use a front organization or something like that for plausible deniability, and they always try to make the trail so murky by using other nations in these international intelligence crimes. What's your opinion, Peter?
Well, I think, again, there's something to investigate here, and I'm not going to give as clear an answer as I'm sure the questioner would like.
Mm-hmm.
During the Vietnam War, we know now that drugs came back to this country in body bags of the cadavers of the victims of the Vietnam War. I mean, it's a horrible, gruesome story, but it's true. It wasn't very high level. This was an offshoot of the fact that organized crime, the mafia, on a plane that was flying Henry Kissinger. But Henry Kissinger didn't know this. It wasn't Kissinger bringing them in. It was the people who had corrupted the crew of the plane. Now, right now, Russia and Pakistan and Afghanistan all have high-level people charging that drugs are coming out of Afghanistan on U.S. planes. I don't know if this is true or not. Every single one of the sources I mentioned has a stake. You can't call them impartial or objective. They're people with a stake in this matter. But I would think that if this war goes on much longer, we can predict something like this will happen. I would think it would happen in the same way as it happened before, not because the people at the top have said, hey, this is a neat way to get money into the country, but because you set up a large, you have a lot of planes flying in and out, and you're going to get corruption. In the case of Colombia, I predicted in 1990 when the first President Bush announced his Andean initiative, it was supposed to be a war on drugs down there. I said, I'll bet you we'll have more drugs coming into this country as a result. And boy, was I right. Within 10 years, the acreage devoted to coca growing in Colombia had trebled as a result of our war on drugs, because you have all the planes going in and out and people having a chance to make a private fortune on those.
We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, final segment with Peter Dale Scott.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Final segment. segment with Peter Dale Scott. You can Google his name or you can go to peterdalescott.net. He is a prolific and well-sourced author, not to mention very insightful. His latest article alone is about 11 pages long with 28 citations. Before we go back to Peter, I want to thank the final sponsor of the day, MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. Have you lost power or wanted to simply flip a switch and get the lights back on? Well, you can with MySolarBackup.com. Get this power generator now. 1-877-327-0365. And we've only got a couple minutes left, Peter. So I'm really going to give you the floor. What do you think is the most important issue today with this opium drug trafficking that obviously our Central Intelligence Agency has some role in?
Well, first of all, I think we need to get out the truth that we're told now that opium has been, Afghanistan is controlled by the Taliban. Yes, they have a piece of it, but a much big, maybe 5%, maybe 10%. But a much bigger share is people who are behind the Karzai government. America has done a great deal to create this mess in Afghanistan. I don't want us just to walk away as we did in 1991. That left chaos as a result. I want to end a military incursion that isn't working and replace it with civilian help to the right-minded civilian people there. This is a different kind of anti-war message, but I think it's one that is necessary, and if we don't, I predict that America can find itself in a much worse war a year or two from now than it is even at the present time. So I think it's very urgent, and I hope that the listeners get involved in it.
And Peter, of course, is featured in my greatest film, Invisible Empire, New World Order to Find. You can pre-order it right now. He discusses how he went to McGill University with Zbigniew Brzezinski. He discusses how both Robert Gates and Brzezinski admitted and really bragged that they goaded the Soviets into Afghanistan. They weren't in there previously. He discusses the Gulf of Tonkin. He discusses deep politics and, of course, COG, continuity of government, shadow government roles. It's a very big film. I'm hoping you get it out there, you make copies, you hand it out to your friends and family to awaken them to this system of control. It's no longer a constitutional republic in which we live, and we really have to work hard to mobilize now. As Peter says in this documentary, to find a voice, hopefully through technology, in which we can take this country back. And I think that's so important to not be morally degraded as a society, to be a society when we see our troops acting in a manner of randomly killing reporters and civilians, to stand up and say, no, that's enough. Something has to change, Peter.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't say more about continuity of government on this show, because that is a big important aspect that is worth getting into, and that's something else you can Google for, or particularly on my website.
Absolutely, and some of the best insight out there on the continuity of government program is through Peter Dale Scott. A lot of people still scoff at the idea that a shadow government could even exist. They think it's something that's only in spy novels and James Bond movies, Peter, but it's very real indeed, isn't it?
Well, we had a group of people planning for suspension of the Constitution, which was implemented on September the 11th. Some of those people weren't even in the government, and The miracle is that because the media have never really talked plainly about this, most people don't know that these plans were implemented on September the 11th.
Absolutely. Find out more at peterdalescott.net. Alex Jones is coming up after the break. Go get Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, and Police State 4 right now over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
what's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio.
It's already the final hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. Catherine Austin Fitch to talk about the economy, the police state, the New World Order, the nature of the elites is coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Tony in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, boss?
All right.
Perfect. I was doing a lot of research over the past year because of all the information you guys have been providing, of course. Everybody's thankful for that. We do appreciate it. But I haven't been hearing a lot of information about security companies like Converse Technology and Verint and Nice Systems, as well as Noise.
Well, they're a revolving door in Homeland Security, and it's the same in Europe, where when somebody's in Homeland Security, they give them the contracts, and then 5 years later, they move into that company as an executive.
Well, absolutely, and one of the biggest issues is that Converse, the headquarters is in Israel, as well as all these other sub-companies or umbrella companies like Verint and Norris and all these other companies, but they have contracts now with American telecom communication companies, and now each and every single telephone across North America is linked to Israeli intelligence through this system because it's all linked.
Boy, I mean, that's been for 10 years. That's been for 10 years, absolutely, because then they can get around U.S. laws because a foreign government is doing the spying and then giving it back to the NSA. They claim it doesn't get around the law. It just hides the criminality.
No, exactly. And if you do your research far enough, it leaks all the way back down to SourceFire, which their major clients are American Defense Department, the National Security Department. And a lot of these people think if when they go online and they think that they're safe through these security companies. But one of the major companies that I found that was connected to these things is VeriSign. Now, VeriSign deals with majority of the credit card securities online, and everybody trusts this company. But VeriSign, it's directly linked, and one of its major company partners is Norris Systems, which also deals with IBM, NEC. It also deals with PenLink LTD, which provides for every single stage of level of law enforcement.
And the government can raise up the tech companies they want to be preeminent by giving them the contracts. Great point, Tony. Muhammad in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, so I don't know if anybody mentioned this on the Friday or Sunday show, but I just went to go see the new Clash of the Titans movie yesterday. And unlike the 80s show that's all about some dude that's sort of love-struck and going to fight things, this one to me was really almost like an allegory for the current state of the U.S., So in the movie, you've got these titans that are defeated by their sons, the gods, and the gods make people, human beings, to pray to them in order for them to kind of live forever. And so the people become very distraught with the tyranny of the titans and kind of rebel. And so they release this kraken that's supposed to kind of put the people back in check. And halfway through the movie, I immediately thought, you know, this is kind of like the U.S. You've got...
yeah, bin Laden is the Kraken. Absolutely.
Right.
Release the Kraken.
You've got people who fled from England, the tyranny in England, you know, and so these are represented by the gods. And so the gods set up a government. They have for the people. and you're supposed to pay your taxes to the government. And right now, in the current state, the government's becoming tyrannical. And so people are just kind of taking a stand, saying, no, we're not going to really put up with this tyranny. And so government's like, release the Kraken, you know, onto the people. And so halfway through the movie, I really just start to realize, you know, this is really almost about America. And about,
well, George Lucas said that episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, is where the senator becomes the president, then the ruler, by staging terror attacks and outside military attacks on himself, and many of the terrorist armies he's running don't even know that they're not really going to win in the end. And Lucas said, no, this is what our government really does do. He's definitely a 9/11 truther. So absolutely, that's what's going on.
Yeah, so I just want to throw that out there. Anybody that wants to, you know, take a moment or leave yourself with some stress.
Was it a good movie overall?
Overall, it's a pretty good movie. And it's that message, that allegory, is very overt, so it doesn't take a lot of digging to really realize that. So it's worth checking out. It's entertaining.
Well, I don't watch a lot of films, but I may have to go watch it so we can go over a review here. Plus, I like escapism occasionally.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For the balance of the hour, Catherine Austin Fitch is our guest. We're going to cover a whole host of different issues with her today. She's with Solari.com, investment advisor, founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, LLC. It's spelled Solari.com. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. We recently interviewed her for her upcoming film, Fall of the Republic 2. Catherine's experiences on Wall Street and Washington, D.C. are chronicled in Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Portfolios. She's also a former government official, assistant secretary of housing, federal housing commissioner under Bush 1, investment banker, managing director and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dylan Reed & Co., Inc. And so it doesn't get any more elite than that. And she joins us for the next 51 minutes here today. Catherine, out of the gates, we're going to get into government health care and your take on what it does. But I first wanted to go to this Business Week article. FDIC wants pension funds to prop up failed banks. And in fact, this isn't the Bloomberg. This is the Raw story. I want the Bloomberg or Business Week. I want to show people that one. This is basically the same article. I mean, here's the link to the Bloomberg News. Because I wanted to read the actual quotes where they're ordering with this color of law, kind of like they ordered the banks to take the bailout, wink, wink, to invest public and private pension funds, quote, in failed banks. Catherine Austin Fitz, what is all that about?
Well, we have seen the pension funds over the last 10 to 20 years come under significant pressure to invest in a variety of things which have left the pension funds in real trouble. So we have the pension funds. The pension fund, the American pension funds, were the key vehicle used to finance the housing bubble and have gotten, you know, left holding the bag. And so it is incredibly important, Alex, that pension funds have the legal protection and authority to finance, you know, what is the right thing to do. And if there's one reform that needs to happen, it's a real investigation of why do the pension funds keep doing, you know, the scams, and how do you stop that? Because it's left, you know, we now have state and local governments and companies having to come up with new big pension fund payments because there's been too much political interference. I described, you've heard me tell the story where the president of the largest pension fund in the country, CalPERS, said to me in 1997 when I was trying to interest him in refinancing American communities, he said, it's too late. You don't understand. They've given up on the country. They're moving all the money out starting in the fall. You know, and my question is, you know, well, who's they? And how can they order you as a pension fund board to just, you know, do things with your money? And the reality is, if CalPERS had invested in the fundamental infrastructure and well-being of American communities and the American infrastructure, they would have lost a lot less money. You know, instead of losing it on the pump and dump.
And we would have an infrastructure and a nation, but this is predatory. And
right.
Again, you were there at the top of the pyramid watching this happen, trying to stop it on record,
right?
Even at the time. So to be clear, we have the head NASA climatologist, we have the UN, we have all these world leaders, Bill Gates saying they want to destroy industrial society. So they get you in debt, get your local governments, pension funds, police, fire, you name it, to invest. They move it all offshore.
Right.
Then the country implodes, and then they come in with even more debt.
Right.
Then they take over health care. Then they run your life. Go ahead.
Right. So then they say your pension funds have lost all this money. Now, what's the FDIC up to? The last person who should be telling the pension funds what they should invest in is the FDIC. Now, I say that, and Alex, what you need to know is, the patterns appear that lots of small banks are being targeted in a way that's ending up providing subsidy to the people who pick them up. In other words, we have a double standard in enforcement by the banking regulators, so the big banks who've been doing all the improper things get bailed out, and the small banks who've been well managed are getting targeted and taken over in a way that subsidized the big banks. So you have to be careful behind here, you know, that we don't see the FDIC driving the small banks into pension funds in a way that is part of an economic warfare game. And my fear is, you know, the next thing you know, you see state and local government pension funds financing someone like Soros or the big hedge fund operators picking up these small banks for cheap.
Absolutely. So that's why I brought this article up first. And I want you to spend some more time on this before we get into some other related issues, because here they are in Business Week, in Bloomberg, saying, and Obama's people are now out there pushing this, that, oh, we're going to just take your pension funds wholesale to protect them. And then, of course, they'll invest those in derivatives again. Then they'll take a large portion of it down the road, get people more dependent on government. Well, we did take most of it, but, you got to stick with us or you won't get any of it. It's this scam artist trap.
Here's the question. Should capital be allocated according to, one, the preferences of the people who are either responsible, own it, or control it? Two, according to economic performance, i.e., what's the best investment? Or three, should it be channeled according to government dictates to a few small investors that allow them to control and own everything?
Well, let me stop you again. Exactly. It sounds good that in the banking bill, the government is now officially in the banking business, slipped into it, was a student loan legislation, where the government will now be the person loaning, but really it'll be the government directing you to specific top three or four banks. So this is a vertical integration. And I want to be clear here for new listeners. The government controls the regulators. They can arrest or set up or shut down or sanction any pension fund manager that doesn't do what they're told. And here they are in Bloomberg openly telling the federal government, run by private banks at the top, telling the pension fund controllers, you will invest with us, quote, in failed banks. So this is the government completely taking over society. Break down how serious this is.
It's the Soviet Union. Here's what you've got. Let's say your neighbor, Alex, is an insider, and you are an outsider, and your insider neighborhood plays ball with the government. And the government says, you know something? You can finance your car for 0%, which is what hedge fund operators have been doing. They've been on the carry trade. They've been borrowing for 0 to 1%. And your neighbor can finance his car with 0% financing. He can finance his mortgage with 0% financing. And we're going to provide financing to his – we're going to provide equity financing to his business for 2%. Meantime, you have to pay 5% for your car financing, 6% for your mortgage financing, and by the way, you can't get equity for your business, but you can borrow at the bank for 12% if you can get somebody to guarantee you. Okay, now, how long is it going to take before your neighbor has, a much bigger car, a much bigger house, and has bought your business, that went bankrupt?
So we're
talking about controlling through the back door by controlling the cost of capital, and certain players get a very low or even free or negative cost of capital. So I'm a big bank. Every time I lose money, you just replenish what I lost. Whereas the rest of us have real risk, and we have to pay a much higher cost of capital than we would if we could just, if there was a real market.
And if you won't sell your business to them, they put in the green economy, which is run by government. They will selectively force you to sell your business, or they will shut you down.
Well, there's thousands of ways it happens, but there's a double standard in terms of regulatory enforcement. So, for example, I used to have a broker-dealer that was a small company, and before I'd worked on Wall Street, and if you look at the enforcement costs and time that we spent as a small business, it was significantly greater. But there are double standards. Now, let me describe behind this what one of the legitimate problems is. We have a real problem in that right now the financial markets have two goals. The goal you're taught in business school is the goal of the financial markets is to allocate capital to the most efficient players. And so, some companies are efficient and they make money, and so they attract you buy their stock as opposed to the big bank that has a derivative mess and goes bankrupt, right? So one is the allocation of capital. The other, increasingly, Alex, is geopolitical economic warfare. We've gone from a planet where wars occur with bombs to where wars occur with derivative bombs. And you're literally seeing a geopolitical competition between the Chinese, the Russians, and populations around the globe for resources through the capital markets. And so the national security goals of manipulating the futures market or the price of oil or the price of gold have literally overtaken you know, the goal of using the markets for whatever. And part of what you're seeing with all the goal of the capital controls is literally, if you're the government, you can't afford for people to be making a free market. You need every, you know, you need the 20 mules to go in this direction, because that's what you need to, like, manage the Chinese. And so you have this incredible desire for control, including for a legitimate reason. And let me tell you what the problem is. You and I have talked many times about the red button problem, which is everybody in America, right now, we are all the beneficiary of this geopolitical effort. So tomorrow, if the geopolitics and America stop playing to win at geopolitics, and we stop being the global leader in money laundering, and we stopped, you know, stealing from people using derivatives, what would happen is everybody's government subsidy check would stop. And as of last month, Americans get more government checks. We get more money from the government than we send to the government taxes.
Yeah, I saw that in the New York Times. Stay there. And again, I've been interrupting a few times because it's so incredible to see them openly saying they're going to take over the pension funds. We're going to break down where this is going when we come back. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stamberts.com today and see for yourself. That's Stamberts.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stamberts.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stamberts.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
I want you to listen very carefully to Catherine Austin Fitch. I want her to go back over the information she just laid on us and expand on it. They get you dependent on government. They take your pension funds, your investment, your tax money for the infrastructure. They put it in offshore banks and derivatives. That bankrupts people by design. Then they come back and say we need even more money and more taxes to prop all this up. And when you hear it's for the geopolitical purposes of the U.S. and England and Europe, that's the private banking arms. They're feeding on us, but they get us tied into their system where we can't live with it or without it. And now it's coming towards a consolidation phase. They're going to use phony environmentalism to bring in a form of neo-serfdom or feudalism to control our lives. And now they're showing their true hand, ordering the pension funds to give their money to the private banks. And Catherine Austin Fitch, this is a short segment, but please elaborate on the point that you were making.
Oh, now, Alex, you got me. I had just finished making the point about the red button and the extent to which we are financially dependent on global warfare. So we're implementing warfare globally, whether with military warfare, with covert operations warfare, or increasingly now with this financial warfare. And the reality as a system is most Americans are the financial beneficiary of this sort of geopolitical warfare and the fact that our currency is very subsidized. And the red button story is a story I tell where I ask an audience of people who will push the red button if it'll stop all hard narcotics traffic in their community tomorrow. And out of an audience of 100 spiritually committed people to evolving our society spiritually, 99 said they would not push the red button because they don't want their mutual funds to go down or the government checks to stop. So we now have an entire society which is financially complicit in this warfare model. And so the question for all of us is, you know, nobody wants the top guys to push the red button because they're afraid. And as long as we're afraid to push the red button or to engage in a conversation about, you know, okay, how do we turn it green? How do we make it financially attractive? Then what happens is we go along. And I can say it's they, you know, that they are doing this. But the reality is, Alex, that we are supporting them. If you look at the implementation of all of the sort of police state things, those things are being supported at the local level. I mean, I've watched all these things get implemented time after time after time, and it's, you know, there's always a group of local people who are helping promote it. It's frightening. And so, you know, but they're doing it because it makes the money.
But to boil it down, we're coming to the end. The banks know they've pumped up the Ponzi scheme to such a level that they're now preparing to rob whatever wealth we've got left. And you talked about how the elites for the last decade have been leaving the United States. And now
they're not coming to the end, because if you look at the wealth that this planet can create and harvest, the amount of wealth that's been created and can be harvested to date is tiny compared to what you could do in the next 20 or 30 years. So they've just, you know, this is far, we're on a journey, and the wealth that can be created is far more than exists to date or has.
Well, Catherine, you misunderstand. Hold on. You misunderstand what I'm saying.
Okay.
They are artificially cutting the avenues of wealth off to independent groups and smaller organizations and vertically integrating it and saying they want to cut wealth generation off to people in the West. I know they got us addicted.
In North America, their attitude is, listen, if you all just sit down, shut up, you know, we put an implant on you and you live on $600 of government subsidy a month, it'll make it much easier for us to manage the planet. You've created a huge amount of wealth. We just stole it all. You're going to be real unhappy about that. So we just want you to sit in the corner and shut up because, you know, we're on to the next thing. Bye.
And what is the next thing?
Well, Well, the next thing is they go to a global economy and a global government. In other words, the people managing this in the United States don't see themselves as Americans anymore. They see themselves as globalists. And they're managing to a global operation. And, in fact, if you look at where their big investments are in space. So, in fact, you know, they're not necessarily even looking at planet Earth as the 100% base of operations. But they have fantastic new technology. And they have a global framework, and you know, their attitude is, we've moved on, you're left behind, and the question is how to manage the end game.
I agree. Now, when we come back with Catherine Austin Fitz, I want you to elaborate on what their end game is. And we were talking during the last break, you were saying there are ways to stop this. We want to get your perspective on that. Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest. We really appreciate her being on the radio broadcast with us today. We'll give you her website as well when we come back after this quick break. This is the GCN Radio Network. We're talking about reality here. Not the baseball game, not the latest cosmetics, not acting cool to your neighbors, but life and death, freedom and slavery.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
This is the end. Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest. We're talking about the most important subject there is, the global government, the elite, their mindset, how they control the planet, where they're going. Again, Catherine Austin Fitz is a former Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner under Bush 1, the website is solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Excellent info up there. Okay, I'm going to try to just sit back and give you the floor because I want you to give people the overview of who we're dealing with, what their end game is, what the next phase of their operations is going to be, and how we stop them, how we get out of this trap of being dependent on them. You notice all they ever want to do is get us more dependent so that there's basically no way to get away from these people.
Right. Well, it's a it's just a big series of about 1,000 questions, but let me just start. Because I think I used to have a pastor in Washington who used to say, if we can face it, God can fix it. And a lot of the solutions accelerate, Alex, the day that everyone sits back and says, you know, these guys are as nuts as Alex Jones says they are. Because all this stuff about slavery and police state, you know, those are reasonable words. That is where they're going. And, you know, I say this as a former regulator, a former Assistant Secretary of Housing, a former board member of a Wall Street firm, a former board member of Sallie Mae, the student loan finance organization. And let me tell you how I came to that conclusion. And my part of my background is doing portfolio strategy for big, you know, I was the FHA commissioner, so doing portfolio strategy for $300 billion of liabilities. And then my company in Washington, the Hamilton Securities Group, built databases of all, you know, sort of community assets and real estate, which is looking at the entire GNP. And then when we compared it to certain things in the securities and global markets, you're talking about the GNP of the planet. So I'm used to dealing in very large numbers and actuarial analysis. So, you know, and actuarial analysis says, well, if you stop feeding people GMO food, they're going to live longer. That means insurance companies are going to have to pay out this much more, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're used to dealing in very big numbers and the butterfly effect of changes in policy with changes in lifespan. So I give that as a background. And I wrote this in the article I wrote. I wrote an essay about why I was opposed to the swine flu vaccination. And I literally, when I saw the policies that were being implemented in connection with the rollout of the WTO and the control of agribusiness worldwide, the rounding up of innocent people in American communities and stuffed into prison and the private prison property. You know, I went through all the different trends from 96 to 98, and I came to the conclusion sort of back of the envelope that the only thing I could conclude is that the leadership as a policy was planning on very significant depopulation worldwide. That was the only way I could explain, you know, the 20 policies I was seeing being implemented both here and globally with the WTO, particularly the control of the food supply and system with sort of what Monsanto is doing in genetically modified food. And I was very quiet about it at the time, you know, because I knew other people couldn't fathom what I was saying. And I remember in 1998 or 99, a very, very savvy portfolio strategist from the financial community called me up and said, can you have lunch with me? I'm going to be in Washington. And we went to lunch at Union Station, and he looked at me and he said, you know, he said, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I've done the analysis, and if you look at the changes in policies that are being rolled out over the last 4 years, the only thing I can conclude is they're planning on significant depopulation. And I said, well, that's what my analysis shows. And we just kind of stared at each other. And if you look across the board at what is being done in terms of building databases on American citizens, what is being done with RFID?
Well, they've got a bunch of different ones, but let me just stop you for a moment.
Okay.
Because you did, you know, as this huge actuary analyst running hundreds of billions of dollars, you saw it. Like if somebody sees a guy pull up in a van and start casing a house and then checking the front door, you think maybe they're about to try to rob us. I have been at the guy's house as a fly on the wall and heard him talk about how he's going to rob. And so separately, and of course you know all this now, it turns out for 50 years they've been planning this and building a world government as a means to an end, and all of the tracking, all of the surveillance, all the police state, all of the mind control, the conditioning is to be rolled out in phases, and we're now coming into the end game.
You're coming in.
to literally kill 80% of people. How do we stop this? And again, in the phases, they shut the resources off, so then you become dependent on government, so it has you in its kill grid, the drugging,
right,
the cancer viruses and the shots, the mercury. I mean, it's all happening. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the food is poisoning us, the vaccines are poisoning us, on and on and on. Here's the thing to understand. Theoretically, there is a way to stop them. There really is a way to stop them because, and it's what the poet said, we are many, they are few. And the reality is, when will you get a critical mass of people facing what's really going on? And then when you hit that tipping point, what can they do? Now, step one is, you know, the key thing to understand what everybody has to do is we have to do what gives us energy. So, you know, what we all can't do is get in a bus and go to Washington today. You know, there are many ideas of what we can do that waste a huge amount of our time and effort that we don't have. But step number one you can do, and it's one that will give you a lot of energy, if you sequence it right, is get as far away from them as you possibly can, or the people who implement their wishes in your
industry. So get out of the big cities. I say number one, get to know your neighbors, stop watching as much television, get healthy, purify your water. But more importantly, recognize them as the enemy.
Right,
don't just believe Catherine Austin Fitz. Don't just believe Alex Jones. Find out we're telling you the truth, and this is life and death, and then the ball game isn't going to matter so much, and take all your energies and stop seeing Catherine Austin Fitz as your champion. Stop seeing Alex Jones as your champion. You know, she's not Joan of Arc,
yeah,
and I'm not George Washington.
Champion. Be your own. You know, it's really funny, and when you withdraw from all your ideas are great, but you want to get as financially not dependent on them as possible. So get as far away as you can from government money or money that they control. One of the things that that is just a profoundly important thing, if everybody tomorrow in the country, Alex, said, you know, any bank that's trading derivatives or got, you know, big, or any of the big banks who got bailout money, I'm getting as far away from as I can. So if you pulled your money out of the big banks and went to a well-managed local bank tomorrow, it would have a profound and dramatic impact. Now, you can say, well, all those banks channel money into Wall Street anyway. If I'm the Federal Reserve and I have to negotiate with 25,000 bank presidents as opposed to 10, it's a very different picture. It's a very different world, okay? So anything you can do, it's real funny. I have a member of my network who's Jewish, whose family was really hurt in the Holocaust. And he was asking me whether or not he should bank at a big bank. And I said, you know, you're basically asking me whether you should put your money with Himmler Money Management or not. Now, why are you asking me that question? Don't you know better? But that's what we're doing. We're financing. If you look at any activist group who's opposed to any of the things they say, let's say the guys are opposed to GMO. Well, if you look at where their money is, they're all financing the creation of GMOs and the building of that infrastructure. When you finance the U.S. government, you're financing genetically modified seed. You're financing the implementation of that. So part of it is, you know, withdraw as much as you can, your person, your family, your how you spend your time. Don't be financially dependent, but stop financing the very things that are killing you and your family.
Absolutely. Now, other solutions. I jumped in there when you said get as far away as you can from
their
money.
Okay, here's the next solution. Who are you supporting for sheriff in this local election? Okay, if 3,100 counties, the sheriff, there's dual sovereignty under the Constitution. So your sheriff can literally tell the federal government to get off, you know, your county property, and though they may not enforce something that is outside the 10th Amendment. Okay, so we're coming into the election cycle, and the election cycle is always a time, Alex, when you can be talking to your neighbors about all these issues. And let me tell you something, the fact that the bailouts and health care passed without having any kind of sufficient popular support for a change of that extraordinary nature has got people worked up and they're ready to have a conversation. So number one, you want to get into office the right kind of sheriff, and you want your sheriff. Is your sheriff out there doing crime patrol, or is your sheriff instead spending all of your tax monies foreclosing on people on behalf of the big banks?
And trying to squeeze people and raise revenue. We've always promoted patriot sheriffs, so we're on the same page.
Right. on that front. The second thing is, in your state and local areas, you have candidates who are proposing 10th Amendment legislation. So, for example, Idaho passed the Health Freedom Act. We have lots of states trying to pass Health Freedom Act. We have lots of states, doing a variety of things on the 10th Amendment. There's a great 10th Amendment Center online. So you want to find out where the state and local representatives who are active on 10th Amendment, and you want to get hooked up and supporting them. Okay?
But the number one message here is get up. Don't just count on other people to do it. Now, I want to get into some other issues after we talk about some more solutions here, but I also want to talk about what their end game is, studying these larger...
Okay, so can I mention one other thing?
Go ahead.
Stop giving them your data. There's Edwin Black. Have you ever had Edwin Black on?
Yes.
Edwin Black wrote the book about IBM building the database and computer systems for the Holocaust?
Yes.
Okay, well... Any kind of police state or any kind of slavery depends seriously on having the infrastructure you need, the database and computer infrastructure you need to manage large populations. So it's just like if you're a farmer and you have livestock, you need great data and great databases if you're going to manage the population. Ditto here. And what we're watching in the healthcare bill, in a variety of different legislations and policies, and now with the census, is the effort to build the definitive database infrastructure that will allow them to define where you live, who you live with, connect up your health care databases, connect up your tax information if they want to, connect up all sorts of private commercial information they have about your spending habits, use artificial.
Well, that's what this bill does. It says the IRS looks at the health care you're getting and can take money out of your savings account, medical savings account. You were talking about how they're putting in new laws to track all your money or not let you get your money out of the country. The elites already pulled their money out. Now they want to make sure the middle class has to stay here and basically be sucked dry.
Right. So what you want to do, the first thing you want to do is you want to get your data out of the system. Stop giving them data. Okay? And there are lots of different ways you can do that. And then the second thing you want to do is you want to get out of the money system as much as possible anyway. So anything you can do to protect, to not make yourself a target, you know, we can put our money in a stock, get a dividend, and then go buy water from the water company. But also, if we live in a rural area, we can just stop being in the middle and we can go out and build a well. And then I don't need your stock and I don't need your dividend.
And that's why they're moving nationwide and worldwide to block people drilling their own wells.
Well, that's why. So you want to, you want to live in an area where you still have the power to do that.
Okay, we're running out of time, and it's clear I've got to have you back up for a full hour just on solutions. Those are all great solutions. I, number one, say wake people up. They're ready to be woken up to the full horror. But looking at their program and being able to factor in all these different elements on a wide spectrum analysis, what do you see as their game plan in the next 6 months to a year to 2 years, out to 5 years? How do you see them unrolling this global financial takeover? And then we'll dovetail that with this war-making economy that isn't just launching wars overseas, naked body scanners, surveillance, face scanners, CPS, DynCorp out grabbing more children for no reason, the Texas case where they're taking people's kids now if their parents say don't trust the government. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Right. No, it's been crazy for a long time, but it's going to become very crazy to most people. And I think what you need to do is, first and foremost, you need to know that if you are awake and out to protect yourself, they can't do this. And so the question is, what the step number one everybody has to do is turn off their TV and stop listening to their media and stay linked into media that's telling you the truth. That's step number one, because the first way they control you, Alex, is with your mind. So the first step is get your mind clean. Don't let them control your mind.
Well, I mean, how can a cop take a family's child and put on the CPS form they taught their children not to trust the government? I mean, that's right out of 1984, and these cops feel good while they're doing this. I mean, these are tyrants.
You know why? Because I've seen this in my own situation when I was targeted. Every team, we had 18 audits and investigations at the Hamilton Securities Group, and when each one started, the people coming in to audit investigate thought we were, you know, just bad, horrible people. and then we'd work with them, and before it was over, they'd be on our side against the government. But initially, they are taught to believe that you're bad people, and the problem is most people get defensive and don't work through it. We were trained in spiritual warfare, so we saw it as our job to bring them across to the light, and usually did. And so, you know, they really don't know. And it's hard, Alex, for you to fathom that the system is that ugly or that evil. They really don't know, many of them. So we gotta turn them around.
When you saw our article last Friday, Cops and CPS Seize Child from Parents for Mistrusting Government, I was aware of this, but you sent me a lot of stuff that I actually wasn't aware of. And we're going to be showing people some document cam shots right now with DynCorp heavily involved. Globally, it's been congressional hearings in white slavery, child kidnapping rings. They now have a new name, but CSC, DynCorp, and the economics.
Well, they merged into CSC, and then they got spun off and went public, so they're back to their old name.
Okay, so, but I mean, I have all the mainstream news articles. This is literally a Legion of Doom, and that's all part of their military operation, and grabbing kids is very lucrative.
Well, the scariest story in the world, and one that's hard for most people to get into, is the role of pedophilia. And pedophilia is a very old story, Alex. It's been used for years, you know, as a personnel benefit, if you will, and a form of entrapment. Once you get a file, you know, once you get dirty pictures of somebody engaged in pedophilia, a politician or business leader, you own them for life. It's one of the most economic ways to control there is. I hate to say it, but that's the reality. If you look at the history of narcotics trafficking and mortgage fraud in this country, it's intimately linked with pedophilia and sex slavery. You know, I just hate to say it. That's the way it is. And I got onto DynCorp in the 90s because you had a couple of whistleblowers when DynCorp was a government contract. You had their project managers literally engaged in owning, you know, buying and owning children and using them for sex and working with the local mafias who were tracking it. And yet the State Department, where DynCorp is the biggest contract, was forgiving all of this. Anyway, this is all on the public record. And then DynCorp started to pop up in Child Protective Services contracts around the country. And we were in a tough...
Stay there, Catherine. Okay. I'm going to have you back for a full hour soon on this subject, because I actually got death threats when I first started covering this about 8 years ago when we learned about DynCorp. Just modern slave traffickers.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
On the 21st of April, later this month, Catherine Austin Fitz will spend at least an hour with us. She's very, very gracious. We'll give you her website before she leaves us. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I was just showing mainstream news articles. I have congressional hearings where DynCorp, they say, well, you kidnapped tens of thousands of children for sex slaves. And then they asked Rumsfeld, why are they allowed to do this? And he just said, they just are. And I mean, again, the magnitude of the evil and DynCorp, I'd known some of this, but she sent me a link to news articles and government purchase orders where they're involved all over warehousing the kids once they're taken. So now it's not enough to grab Iraqi kids or Serb kids. Now they're grabbing our kids. Catherine, finish your story.
Okay. So I'm, the way I got onto this was I was in Washington, and I had come on to DynCorp because of their role in the war on drugs. And I'll tell you two stories. The first was a group of peasant women from South America came up to give a presentation to congressmen, and they gave a presentation in Washington on how they were being moved off their land. Private people were picking up their land for cheap, and then the government was building housing and, you know, this whole war on drugs game. And so I kept asking them questions, and finally they got very suspicious and said, how come you know so much about how the money works in our country? And I said, well, I was the Assistant Secretary of Housing, and apparently it works the same way in your country as it works in ours. So afterwards I did a little research and discovered the same contractor in enforcement at HUD in this country was the lead contractor in Latin America in the war on drugs. It was DynCorp. So I started to get in and look at DynCorp and on and on and on, and that's when the story of the sex slave trafficking came out, and it was unbelievable because Insight magazine, Alex, wrote a great story about sex slave trafficking, the allegations in connection with the DynCorp litigation. Those magazines' cover story were dropped on every senator and every congressman's desk. And the next week, both the Navy and the State Department gave huge new contracts to DynCorp. You know, so it didn't seem to matter. It was quite amazing. Anyway, so fast forward, I ended up writing a series of stories about DynCorp and illuminating what was going on because, in fact, the chairman of the finance committee at Enron was a private investor who was the chairman and lead investor for many years in DynCorp. And the linkages between DynCorp and some of what was going on with the funny money was pretty scary. So when our litigation was very hot and heavy, and of course DynCorp was a big contractor at the Department of Justice and was said by the InfLaw people to be one of the managers of the Promise software. Anyway, so we're in the middle of the litigation, and I have a person, one of the people working for me, helping me do the litigation support work, which was very time-consuming, came to me and said, you know, somebody from Child Protective Services showed up at my house. And she's an only, you know, she's a single mom.
We got a minute and a half left, so finish up on this.
And so she said, I'm sure it's a mistake. And I said, no, this is dangerous. We need to research. Find out if DynCorp is the contractor for Child Protective Services. Sure enough, they were. And we literally had to get her to move to another state.
And this is a child molestation army. So,
but what you need to, so last week when I saw what was going on in Texas, I said, you want to check and see whether DynCorp is behind, you know, is in the mix, because the idea of going after people's children just because they disagree with government policy, this is a real risk.
Point you wanted to make.
Yes, I just wanted to thank you, Alex. You sent two of your incredible producers down to my house. During a snowstorm, they came all the way out from Memphis in a snowstorm. I never thought they'd make it. We spent a day filming. They were so intelligent. They were so professional. They were so capable. I said, wow, you know, Alex Jones is going to a whole new level. What a team. I was very impressed.
You're a sweetheart. Catherine Austin Fitz. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's too many people in northern Mexico and southern California. That's what caused the earthquake. Or at least, that's what that particular congressman, Hank Johnson from Georgia, must believe. He thinks islands are floating and are buoyant like a beach ball, and that if too many people get on the edge of an island, it'll make it tump over into the ocean like a sailboat. That's the type of mindset we're dealing with the dumbed down general public and even some members of Congress who allow Al Gore and others to tell them fables, fairy tales, children's stories to scare them into submission. It's a very childlike public that we have in many sectors of our society, and it's up to us, the adults, to reach out to these people and to educate them. We don't have time to screw around anymore. It is Monday, the fifth day of April 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Congressman Ron Paul will be joining us coming up in the next hour via cell phone on the road. So I would remind my producers now, get that cell phone number when he does call us, like last time, because it's sure to cut out. Also, Catherine Austin Fitz will be joining us to talk about what's happening in the economy and what the parasite elite, the ruling class, are setting up. So that's always extremely informative with Catherine Austin Fitz, who worked at the highest levels of the federal government. We are going to have open phones also in the first, second, third, and fourth hour today on any issue you wish to discuss. We've seen the UN and Danny Glover say that the earthquakes in Haiti and the earthquake in Chile were caused by carbon dioxide that plants breathe. It's part of our atmosphere. I'm looking for them to say that the earthquake in Southern California, the 7.2 magnitude earthquake, at least 20 million people felt the quake, according to seismologists. I've also seen other newscasts in previous earthquakes in Southern California being blamed on global warming. I mean, this is just the height of conscious lying and deception. I won't be surprised if they don't start telling people that science is settled and that islands do float on top of the water and are going to capsize. So we'll be breaking that down today. Also want to play a audio clip. The video is up on prisonplanet.com, an article by Steve Watson. Illinois congressman, I don't worry about the Constitution. They brought up the fact that the health bill is unconstitutional to him, and he didn't deny that. He said, I don't care, and I don't worry about the Constitution. I guess like George Bush said, it's just a GD piece of paper. What one could eat no fat and one could eat no lean, and so between the two they lick the platter clean. A nursery rhyme. Republicans hate one side of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and shred it as fast as they can. The Democrats hate the other side of it, and between the two they lick the platter clean. But it's even worse than that. The Republicans always rail against Democratic policies till they get power, then they keep it. The Democrats always rail against what the Republicans put into place, and then they keep it for themselves as well. Okay, I'm going to run down the news on the other side of this quick break. And Greenpeace is calling for violence and saying, we know where you live, those of you that criticize their takeover of society, this group of mafia thugs. They say, we know where you live. The essence of the red banker-backed terror.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Monday, the fifth day of April 2010. Until the bottom of the hour, we have Congressman Ron Paul with us, and we appreciate him coming on. Congressman, good to have you here.
Good to be with you.
There is so much going on. I've got a lot of important questions I want to ask you, but out of the gates, what is most important on your plate that you want to warn the American people about today?
Oh, there are too many things. And I don't know which one's the worst. You know, the finances, they're so bad, and they're getting much worse. You know, the way they're spending the money, running up the debt, I think the financial crisis is getting so much closer. Interest rates are going up. I think that's a major, major problem we face. What bugs me about it is that I don't think he believes he's achieved great things, you know, by flooding the money that the market is. Saving the country from the depression, taking care of his friends and the people who lost their jobs, don't have a voice. So he thinks he's had a great victory. But the second thing is what's going on over in the Middle East. That's getting much worse. The Iraqi situation is worse. There's rumors now that they won't remove any troops at all. And, of course, we're going to be up to 100,000 troops in Afghanistan. And Karzai is now... you know, feeling very bold and critical of the United States. So when that happens, you know, I just wonder how we'll handle that because, you know, at times when our good friends start to act on their own, we usually get rid of them or, you know, desert them or go on their own, you know. So I think that thing is a whole mess and can really blow up in our face.
Well, let's get into the economy then first. I've seen the different job charts showing that this is the worst recession since the late 1940s. And meanwhile, I have a Business Week article from 2 weeks ago where the federal regulators are pressuring public and private pension funds to be invested, quote, in failed banks. We have Geithner in the news with China talking about not buying as many dollars. We have open discussion by Moody's and other top rating services of the U.S. losing their AAA rating. The economic situation appears to be spiraling downwards.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But there's still a lot of people with their head in the sand, and I don't know whether they're lying to themselves, but some of them really believe that things have turned around. They look at the other side of the story, and they say, you know, more jobs are being found, and it's, you know, staying under 10%, and there's GDP is going up, and they either try to fool the people or they fool themselves, but ultimately, though, the market rules, the market will dictate, and everybody will catch on. But I think where the disconnect is that the government is putting a positive spin on it, but you know, the people that you talk to and the people in the Tea Party movement, they know better. You know, that's why they're so doggone upset. They're not buying into this. This is a completely different year than we've had in, I guess, many, many years.
Well, the AP reported last week that half of the so-called new jobs are government jobs and census jobs. And we know that the unemployment number is really above 20%. So even with cooked numbers, they're claiming that we've gotten a small amount of job increases.
Yeah, and in this last report, there was a lot of part-time jobs, too. They weren't real jobs. There was part-time jobs, there was government jobs, and I don't think there's that much good news in that report at all.
Congressman Ron Paul, let's talk about the health care bill, how it was passed, what it really does, the best ways you think the states can counter this. I think we shouldn't just have lawsuits. and trust the federal courts, state level nullification, specifically on the health care bill. You talked about Obama being emboldened. Now he wants his carbon tax to try to pass that in the Senate, declaring CO2 a toxic waste. Let's talk about health care legislation, because we've seen Obama say, look, it's been a few weeks since this passed. The birds are singing. The sun is shining. But he knows that this thing doesn't get phased in but until next year and the 3 years after that. So that's a very deceptive game he's playing of perception.
And, you know, what he'll probably do is by that time, whoever's in charge, if he's there, whoever, they'll say, oh, maybe we didn't do quite enough. Maybe what we really need is that single-payer system. So failure to them is just another opportunity. And if it's been the next year or next 6 months that people only hear good news and they don't see what it's going to really cost, you know, he may get away with it for a year without it coming down hard on them. But ultimately, though, it's an illusion to think that they can do what they claim and not cost any money and improve health care. That's a hard sell.
Well, you're a medical doctor yourself, not just a congressman. And of course, you're also someone who's researched how the economy really works, specifically for people that have questions about the healthcare legislation that's now law. A, what is in it that concerns you most? B, what do you think the most effective constitutional strategy is to defeat this?
Well, the process that if the people were awake enough and there were enough of us, it would be just to change the Congress, change the president, repeal all that stuff. I mean, that's the smoothest way to do it. The part that bothered me the most, of course, the process that you talked about, I mean, how they pulled it off and, you know, we passed the rule and the rule passed the Senate version and then they go to reconciliation. That was horrible. But I think philosophically the worst part was that they moved away from any opening for a private option. You know, they talk about a public option, but what about a private option? Why don't individuals have the right to get out? Fortunately, some people, you know, opt out of the public school system and they have private schooling and homeschooling. And why don't we have that in medicine? Let them opt out. And that's the HSA approach. But they minimize those. It's much more difficult. And if you opt out, just say, I don't want it. I'll take care of myself. I'll handle everything. I don't want to be a ward of the state. You have to pay a fine, you know, pay your $9,000. And that to me was a big, big move in the wrong direction. And if instead of thinking the day after a bill like this passed, oh, let's repeal the whole thing. Well, yeah, that'd be great if you could, but maybe if we would narrow it down, and I want to introduce legislation to this, just narrow it down to legalize a private option to get out, take care of yourself. And that might be less confusing than going through 2,000 pages and explaining, you know, what is good, what is bad, what we're going to keep. Can you really get rid of everything? You know, that whole thing. So, but I would like to see the day where we just have a changeover in Congress and we wouldn't have to fighting these things over and over. I mean, they pass this stuff and then the people now are becoming more informed and they get upset. So there's a lot of frustration out there turning into anger.
What do you see as the best strategy to defeat this, though, at the state level? I mean, can't the states nullify this? Because it does force the states to pay for a large part of the federal mandate. And so we have attorney generals now suing, but I don't think that's enough.
I'm all for that if people want to do it, but they're behind the eight ball there. It's not going to be accomplished. It's sort of like, you know, they take our highway funds and then they come and say, well, you get your highway funds from the federal government, we're going to set your speed limits. Everybody has to drive 55 miles an hour. You know, that's what they did for 20 years. And they say, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to fight it. We don't want that federal law. All right, we'll just keep your highway funds. And that's what they'll do on Medicare. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? Repeal every state participation in Medicaid and this system? And then then they'll make the problems worse. There are unfunded mandates. They're going to have more unfunded mandates if they just, try to ignore the law. So I think if states want to do it, and I think it's good that they're talking about it and they pass these resolutions, that represents, some good PR on how upset the people are, but I don't think that is the solution. The ultimate solution for all this is people having a better understanding and a better trust in the way the market works and the way freedom works, and you don't need the government, nanny state, taking care of us from cradle to grave. If that isn't repealed, that attitude, tinkering around on the edges on pieces of legislation won't do the trick.
Congressman, you've talked about the fact that what's really going to end this is the country collapsing financially. Can you speak to that? And then also, as a medical doctor, my dad's a physician, and everyone knows that federal money comes in for abortion, and then these hospitals and clinics just use money that they would have used for something else for the abortion and use the other federal money to pay for the other program, so it's a shell game.
Yeah, and that whole thing in that process, which was very annoying when they couldn't agree on the abortion language, so Obama, it was easy for him. All right, if you guys won't write a law, I'll write a law. I'll write my own law. All right, I'll send up an executive order, and I will state the Hyde Amendment. Now, they argued back and forth. Some of the conservatives said, oh, well, that won't count. That isn't the executive order isn't the law of the land. I don't think that was the right argument. Because it is the law of the land. The reason it isn't effective is what you hinted at, is that the Hyde Amendment, I don't think ever did that much. You have to strike all the funds to all these pregnancy centers that are doing abortion. And they say, well, the Hyde Amendment says you can't use any funds for abortion. Oh, yeah, but you can use them for birth control pills. So they just shift them. The money is all fungible. And when the money gets shifted over, they go ahead and do the abortion. So that was all a con game. But it emphasized the process on how that whole thing was being passed. But this bill, in addition to what I said earlier, has put a lot more obstacles between the doctor and the patient. We've always, in recent years, we've had insurance companies and HMO companies and drug companies, but now we're going to have a lot of bureaucrats making decisions about how to practice health care. And that, of course, it'll cost a lot more money, but the money's going to go to paying bureaucrats and paying extra people to push papers around. So this is it's going to be costly, and the care is going to go down, and it's just a lot more people.
And they admit that with this comparative care that now the bureaucrats will decide, and they're actually in the news today saying, look, you won't get knee surgery. You'll get a cortisone or steroid shot. And, you'll get Prozac. We'll just basically drug you. And so they cut Medicare and Medicaid. They raise taxes, and then they restrict benefits. This is exactly what Europe has done. And, Dennis Kucinich, before he flip-flopped, and others said this was nothing but a boondoggle for the insurance companies, and I've looked at the lobbying numbers, 90%+ of the big healthcare HMO, insurance companies, drug companies, 90%+ of the lobbying money went for this bill. So isn't that isn't this a red herring when they say, oh, the right wingers just don't want poor people to get care? I mean, really all this is government coming in, teamed up with corporations to basically lower the standard of care but make more money?
I think that's absolutely right. We don't have the classical socialized medicine. We're not on the verge of having that. I don't even think Obama was pushing it. He was pushing for corporate medicine. He was not to destroy the insurance companies. They might have complained a bit to get their best deal, but they're pretty happy right now. They have a lot more customers. The bills will be paid, and they'll do quite fine. But we have the corporations get involved, and we talked a lot about the military industrial complex. There's a medical industrial complex too. The all the big corporations and governments and they do spend a lot of money, you know, on lobbying. So there's some big bucks made. And if we've conditioned, somehow or another, our country has been conditioned to believe that medicine is different. You deliver medicine and the world does it better, the government has to do it. Everybody has a right to medical care, but therefore the government has to give you this right to take care of it. And we're not even close to changing that attitude. Matter of fact, when I say that on TV, it sort of shocks people. What? You're saying, people, I don't have a right to medical care? Of course not. You have a right to your life. You have a right to your liberty. You have a right to your fruits of your labor. You can take care of your medical care.
Well, Congressman, you've been a medical doctor for 40 years. I mean, you know better than anybody that government involvement in healthcare in the last 40 years is what's added all these layers of costs and allowed big corporate medical care to institutionalize things and get into people's bank accounts. And so now it's only going to get worse.
That's right. And the companies will make a lot of money on it, and the patients ultimately will become very unhappy. And, of course, the doctors are more unhappy than ever before, and who knows what will happen there. Of course, there were threats that a lot of doctors would quit. I'm not sure that's going to happen because they don't have a whole lot of options. You know, but they've been trained a long time to practice medicine. I mean, they're going to have to find something else to do. So they'll probably moan and groan and put up with one more layer of government.
Congressman,
problem.
Shifting gears into some other subjects, I don't know if you've seen this video yet, but Representative Hank Johnson said he didn't want us to be able to move more troops to Guam because he was afraid that the floating island would capsize, and he was serious. Representative Phil Hare of Illinois is on video last Friday saying he, quote, doesn't worry about the Constitution because, you know, health care is a right. And so, I mean, as you've said many times, it's not just some evil force in Washington. We know the globalists play into that. We've also got a lot of other congressmen and government people that really are, unfortunately, as dumb as a box of rocks. Can you comment to people thinking that islands float and that the Constitution isn't important?
Well, I can't. I didn't hear it, but you say he sounded like he was serious.
Yes,
that's pretty bizarre. But I think even there once was not too long ago a Republican president that said something rather careless about his conviction that we're supposed to follow the Constitution. I mean, it's, I guess what amazes us and shocks us is to actually say it. We know they either are totally ignorant, don't understand the Constitution, or they don't have any respect and they don't care about following it. But for them to say that, oh, we don't have to do that, we don't want to do it, we don't need to do that, I think it's still shocking for somebody to actually say that.
It is. We've only got about 3-4 minutes left with Congressman Ron Paul today. I wanted to bring up your son in Kentucky, Rand Paul, in many polls, 10 points ahead the Democrat and Republican challengers, showing that this anti-incumbency and this hunger for a constitutionalist-type candidate runs across party lines. And the Republican Party has, in Politico and other publications, said they are gunning for your son, who is a true conservative and a libertarian. And, of course, as you know, 2 weeks ago, the state election commission there ruled that Trey Grayson can run the election commission and can oversee his own election. No other state that I've seen has ever allowed this type of conflict of interest. Can you speak to that as a new level of corruption and any concern that you have for the election coming up in Kentucky?
Well, I'm very concerned about it. I'm shocked that they allowed that to happen. But you think politically, Rand's campaign could get some mileage out of that and get the people on their side, but that might not change the outcome of an election. A close election doesn't take a whole lot of work and effort to change things. So, I think I've urged them to make sure they have the poll watchers and different things like that and do everything conceivable, to try to protect themselves. But, you know, to me, we probably all have these perfect elections in the United States. You know, we go across overseas and start wars to teach them how to run good, honest elections. So I guess we better have faith in our system.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that he is the chief election official running the election, and the Kentucky Executive Branch Ethics Commission said that was fine. I mean, this is a felony in most states. People have to recuse themselves. I mean, on its face, he's got all these employees that know that they're going to end up being in a senatorial office. So even if he doesn't want to cheat, I mean, there's no doubt you're going to end up having county officials and others that have been promised jobs that are going to steal votes if it looks like their candidate's going to lose. And your son's 10 points ahead. And so if he doesn't win, ladies and gentlemen, something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
I want to tell you, you think if they were honest about what was going on, they wouldn't want to even be close to it, you know, because if they figure they're going to win and they pull it off and win legitimately, nobody's going to believe them anyway. So you would think they would be, the Grayson people would be the ones that would want to be away from it so that they wouldn't have that controversy.
Amazing. Folks can find out more at the campaignforliberty.com. Congressman Ron Paul's our guest. The last 45 seconds. The Democrats are really starting to talk about censoring the internet, censoring talk radio. If they'll violate the Constitution on all these other fronts, why not there? Are you concerned about restrictions on free speech, cybersecurity?
Oh yeah. I think I think the other day when we had a cybersecurity vote, I don't know if there was anybody else, but anything touching the internet or communications, I will not vote for. And they're always wanting to do that. Though I think some of the talk I've heard about this, that we need more government management of the media to get a better balance. Pretty scary stuff. So,
Congressman, we're going to break. I know you've got to go, but I need to tell you something during this break, so please hold.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, Ron Paul, well, lost in translation with his office. He was supposed to be on next hour, but hey, better early than never, huh? Better late than never, better early than never. Very informative interview with Congressman Ron Paul. And in the next few months, I was just talking to him during the break. We're going to get him on for a full, in-depth, hour-long interview. In fact, next time he comes to Austin, we're going to I've been invited to many dinners with him and events, and I'm always busy at the times that I've got a chance to go do an extended interview with him. But we're going to work on doing an extended video interview or in-studio radio slash video interview with Congressman Ron Paul on a host of issues. I kind of got caught, though, with my pants down because during the next few breaks, I was going to write notes up on questions I had for him. I normally do that. And we also give out the Twitter account for listeners to send us questions for Big Guest so that some of your questions can be relayed to them. Jesse Ventura is on with us for a full hour tomorrow. And he's also on the road, so we want to double check those time zones. It's rarely our office that gets it wrong, but that just happens when you're dealing with people's schedulers, and we've got schedulers, and there's time zones, and there's traveling going on. But Jesse Ventura on a host of issues. He kicks off a new week-long speaking tour tomorrow on this radio show. And he normally kicks it off with Larry King Live, so he may be on there tonight or tomorrow. I haven't checked, but he's kicking off his radio end of it here tomorrow. We've got Catherine Austin Fitz coming up in the last hour today, but we've got 2 hours and 25 minutes laying out before us to cover the news and take your phone calls, and that's good because there's a lot of important things we need to go over. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is on with us on Wednesday. He said goodbye. Truth has fallen and taken liberty with it, but he's doing a few radio and TV interviews before he says sayonara and retires from the fight against the New World Order, at least for now. You know, when I talked to him a week and a half ago when he first put out this basic resignation from the fight, you know, he just said, at least for the time being, he's done with a big column twice a week. And, hey, he's been fighting this stuff for many years, and it's not up to any of us to do it all ourselves. It's just up to each and every one of us to do what we can and to try to inform and wake up and warn as many people as we possibly can. Okay, I want to get into the environmental movement, who they really are and what their end game is, and the fact that in cooked polls, upwards of 55% of people believe they're a group of criminal fraudsters who just want to tax and control our lives. Every environmental show, every wildlife show on cable TV, every textbook, everything I've ever seen in the last 30 years. Every textbook I had in public school. Every show about whales or dolphins or giraffes or monkeys or apes or dinosaurs, it just doesn't matter, is all a brainwashing event to teach humans that we're bad, we're evil, and the government's going to restrict your lifestyle for your own good. Not to enslave you, but for your own good. And so if you look at polls from, say, 5 years ago, 60-plus percent bought into the propaganda because it was culturally and morally the thing to do if you were a caring person. We've seen a flip-flop of that number. Now the majority, and that's in mainstream USA Today, CNN cooked polls, where they go to their constituents, people demographics that they know are going to give them a pro-environmentalist takeover slant. They go to them, and 55, upwards of 60%, depending on the poll, show that. Some other focus groups and studies I've seen the last few months since ClimateGate broke back in November of last year show that upwards of 80-plus percent know it's a fraud. And when you get big environmental congressmen like Hank Johnson in a global warming rant talking about islands capsizing, tumping over, and he even does the hand gesture. He says the island will flip over if there's too many people on it. It's going to go to 90% very quickly because this is really a peer pressure type thing. And as people learn it's okay to come out and talk about global warming being a fraud, the whole thing falls apart. It's like Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And we've now entered the attack phase. And so we've seen Greenpeace, we've seen the founder of the Gaia movement, we've seen the UN, we've seen them all say, okay, it doesn't matter if you don't want a green global government, a green world order. That's what the UN called it. In fact, guys, I forgot to print it for this piece I'm about to do. It was a Watson article about a month ago. It was actually in the UN document. The headline is, UN calls for green world order. That's their quote. And it is just, to say it's hellish, what is a word? A word is only a word. Hellish authoritarian control is real and is indescribable until you've been through it. And just my investigations into corruption and oppression have scarred me fundamentally. And I've grown up in a great country, in a great state with great parents. And I did see government drug dealing in high school. I did see corruption. I was attacked by illegal aliens. I mean, I have experienced the fruits of the New World Order, but I've also experienced all the good things in our world that the government likes to take credit for. No, the world is a great place despite what they're doing. And Obama knows this. That's why he says, oh, the birds are still tweeting. It's still a beautiful day. There's flowers. There's trees. There's the sky. I mean, how many times have I made that point over the years? They know it's a beautiful, wonderful world. It's a blessing to be in it. They know there's all this good in the world, and they always take credit for all the good. And then they know you don't recognize the evil because it's masquerading as good. And they know that there's this whole backdrop. But yeah, here's the headline. Leaked UN documents real plan for green world order by 2012. So they're now shifting gears, and they've announced what this shift means. And so I want to break this down in detail because Greenpeace is now saying, we know where you live. We're coming after you. We're going to get violent. And all these big environmental groups have always had auxiliary secret. It's like Sinn Féin in Ireland then has a secret violent arm. But now they're coming out in the open with their Maoist brigades that work for the banks. So we're going to break all this down today and tie it into the media demonizing gun owners, conservatives, setting up the poor Hatari militia, clearly 100% innocent now and set up. But I wanted to dovetail that first, segue with the Corbett report. He does a great job. Now, this video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but I broke down in a 10-minute interview what the cashless society is, and then that ties into the environmental takeover. So let's go ahead and play part of this 10-minute piece, and then I will go to break and come back and get into the fact that we're intellectually and politically beating the bloodthirsty Greens, who are a bunch of murderous control freaks, on record. They've done psychological studies of them, and how they're going to now get even more violent. They don't care if you know they're a fraud. They've got the guns. They've got the government. They're coming. But first, let's break down the cashless society control grid. Here it is.
Hello, this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and welcoming you back to Economics 101. And today I'm honored to be joined on the line by Alex Jones, the radio talk show host, documentary filmmaker, economic analyst, political commentator, and general mastermind behind Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones, thank you for joining me today on the program.
Quite an introduction. Thanks for having me. I love your important work you're doing.
Excellent. Well, today I'd like to talk specifically about the moves towards the cashless society that we've been seeing coming from every angle lately. We've seen this in numerous moves, such as Peter Aliff, the head of Visa Europe, having said that he wanted to see a cashless society by 2012. We've seen the National Irish Bank moving towards cashless banking. We've seen even trivial examples of children's games being changed to use cashless forms of payment. We've seen this coming from so many angles that it seems to be a coordinated agenda. So what's your take on what this agenda is and why it's so important for the economic elite to bring in a cashless society?
Well, it's neo-feudalism. It's serfdom. You have the private banking cartels that control the issuance of currency and credit worldwide openly announcing the formation of a global constitution between the G20 banks, openly setting up world government and bypassing the nation states and the people that live in those republics and supposed democracies. And so what's happening is you have the artificial fiat parasite economy waging war against the real Main Street economy or the agrarian or manufacturing economy. And everything they do in their own documents is meant to make us dependent on government and to be able to track and trace everything we're doing, to be able to turn our national ID cards off, to be able to stop us from buying and selling and engaging in commerce. Everything that the world government pushes for is globally controlling taxes and regulations so that you can't have what they call tax havens. Because if you're going to have 80% taxes in France, that will make people move away from France to, say, the U.S., where we have roughly 50% taxation. So all of these collectivist planners who run this system talk about how important it is that everything we do be transparent to them and that we have no privacy so they can micromanage and track every facet of our lives. And so every major technological rollout that we see is about making us completely dependent on the system and getting us into a system of overtaxation regulation so that all your smaller businesses and corporations and family-owned institutions are phased out and only the Fortune 100 control the world. And then they will also continue warring with each other to consolidate the power. And so that's what all of this is about. They admit that that's what this is about. And but that's only a means to an end. The end is what I cover in my film, End Game. Once they have the planetary cashless society surveillance grid that the Pentagon has designed in place with the license plate reading cameras, the face scanning cameras, where everyone is buying and selling according to RFID, where all products have RFID in it, they can track the real world just like Google can track cyberspace. And it actually allows them to predict human activity along the mass or group dynamics right down to individual choices you're going to make with upwards of a 99 percentile accuracy rate. So it's also about imitating God. They want to control the weather. They openly say this. They want to control reproduction. They want to be able to control all of the agrarian farming and ranching that's going on. They want to be able to have omnipresence type surveillance. So this is literally a crystal ball of control where they know what really makes us tick by tracking our purchases, the choices we make, what we watch on television, where we surf on the internet, the laptops, watching the school children, even when they're at home. This is tools in the hands of these people that tyrants like Hitler and Stalin and Mao could only dream of or probably couldn't even dream of. And that's why I have the website prisonplanet.com, because in the elite's own statements, they say they are creating a giant worldwide prison. And the final equation, world government is only the beginning. Once they have it in place, they will then stop just beta testing cancer viruses and vaccines and sodium fluoride and other poisons in the water and all the major GMO crops and every study sterilizing the rodents and other lab animals that it's tested on. They will then accelerate from soft kill to hard kill and kill at least 80% of the world's population.
Well, that's right. This agenda is so vast, it's almost mind-boggling. And as vast as it is, it's also that ambitious. So what do you see as a time frame for implementation of this cashless society?
I've seen statistics of already over 90% of purchases in Europe are digital, cashless, upwards of 90% in Asia, in Japan, in South Korea, in the major cities of China. It's close to that in the United States, and they're running PSAs on television worldwide, demonizing cash as if it's dirty and bad. Because once the cashless grid is in place, then the bankers can completely abandon any connection to reality, and instead of having fractional reserve banking for every dollar or every yen or yuan or euro that the banks have, they can loan out $10 of money that doesn't exist. Now they can take that derivatives model of unlimited digital money and really expand their monopoly of power over currency and credit and take over the whole planet. So we're basically already there. They're just beta testing final pieces of it. And by 2015, unless people resist, we will be locked into a cashless society control grid, similar to the no-fly list. I saw Governor Ridge 7 years ago, the new head of Homeland Security, when it was first funded as a cabinet position, say that if you're not in good favor with the government, your national ID card will be turned off. You won't be able to work. So the no-fly will be a no-work. You won't be able to own a gun. There's no judge, no jury, no due process. You're just put on these lists. And they can put whatever disinformation they want in these databases. And so we're basically there. It just gets worse and worse as we go further downhill into what can only be described as a antichrist-type system. I mean, even if you're not a Christian, you should be able to look at this and see how it's been set up to be an authoritarian controlling model where you will neither buy nor sell without this mark. And it's interesting to note that the unified treaties on global standardization for IDs have a thumbprint, a handprint, and a faceprint all rolled into one on the ID. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. It's numbered as 666. What is a human number? It is a biometric number calculated off of characteristics that are individual to each person.
That's right. Well, just in the last minute or two we have left, you mentioned that unless people resist, it's probably going to be in place, locked into place by 2015. So what are some points of resistance and ways people can fight against this agenda?
We need to expand our barter community. Even if you live in a city, you can raise fish, you can grow small crops, you can start bartering with your neighbors, try to use cash as much as you can, get your money out of big mega banks. Like J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and other big mega banks that are part of this cartel, support local.
You can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and watch the rest of the interview. We're going to come back and get into Greenpeace to global warming skeptics. We know where you live. A new phase. Now, they always intended to get violent, and they've actually been violent, the environmental groups, but now they're throwing a fit and saying they're going to get physically revolutionary.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand-name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa le viento la
vida. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, ArnoldExposed.com, and many more. Okay, I'm going to get into this whole environmental cult funded by the big banks and what they're driving for as we start the next hour. I want to give the toll-free number out for callers to call in on any issues they wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There's also been some important new developments, only further confirming what we already knew, that the five-state militia raids were provocateured and staged to create the perception that there are all these right-wing terrorists out there. So when the government stages more terror attacks, they can be blamed on the American people. We're going to be going over that. Also, we're hearing about some of the people that Obama wants to nominate for the two Supreme Court vacancies that are set to developed in the next year with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and, of course, Justice Stevens. We're going to get into open discussion of the U.S. losing its AAA rating bond and what that will mean to our society. Also, Obama says Beck Limbaugh fueled troublesome political climate. This is out of AP. Of course, he did that CBS interview last week. We're going to talk about that today as well, and get into several other stacks of important news that I haven't begun to mention yet. More on the government takeover of healthcare as well. But as I start the second hour, I will, in two segments, break down the environmental cult that is taking over and running our society. Also, I just want to encourage listeners and fellow info warriors out there to not be depressed by everything that's happening. This just proves that those of us that were concerned, who studied history, those of us that had studied the elites that are in control of our society, have been correct. And so this evil was already there. It was already quietly taking over. Now it's more in the open because we're very late in the game. But the time for denial is over. And everyone I talk to is seeing people wake up who laughed at them
when they warned them about world government years ago. And so I just want to encourage listeners out there to continue to spread the word. That's the number one thing, is that people be aware of the type of enemy we face. Knowing is half the battle, to use a cheesy G.I. Joe line. But that actually goes back to World War II when they said knowing, you know, who your enemy is and where they are is half the battle. The rest is initiative. Well, a lot of people are ready to be awakened, but they're not awakened yet. And so it is so vital to wake people up. And whether you tell folks about the free Apple iPhone or iPad Touch app at InfoWars.com, even if you don't have an iPhone, you can send it to friends and family that do. You tell people about the free podcast at InfoWars.com or local AM and FMs that you're listening to. It's so essential to tell everyone you know about the broadcast and when it airs, whether live or rebroadcast in your area. It's so important to also support this radio show so we can continue our work and hopefully expand by purchasing the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the materials at InfoWars.com that all spread the word and educate others. Whether it's Endgame, The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, they're all vital. Two new films coming out this month, one in 10 days, will premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. That is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Such an important film you can give anybody, and they'll have a serious understanding of the New World Order, who they are and what their goals are. And, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, coming out this month on DVD and at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can pre-order those right now at InfoWars.com. We'll be
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.